Political prosecution may be coming soon, as Donald Trump has threatened to weaponize the DOJ against anyone who attempts to assassinate him. What could this mean for the future of our democracy?
This is an attack against the media. Trump supporters are already alleging that we encouraged the brave hero who shot at him.
Even though we've repeatedly told the public there is no room for political violence against the Nazi who is a living embodiment of all of our trauma.
That's exactly right. It's another sick
Semper Tyrannis
attempt at endangering our lives with harmful rhetoric. No one in the press is encouraging violence.
That's right, and we still have no idea why the assassination attempt occurred. In fact, our network released this statement earlier today. We are unable to confirm the shooter's motive, as there are too many reasons to kill the former president. The statement goes on to say, these range from saving democracy to the former president simply having a shootable face.
Exactly. The idea that we're encouraging this is simply a lie.
A baseless smear. For more information, we go live to our on-the-ground reporter who's within Trump's vicinity now.
Thank you, Mac. The former president seems to be incredibly agile. It's been characteristically difficult to pin him down.
Dang it.
Has there been any word from the intelligence community about this attack?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm here with CIA agent Charles Ramirez right now. Charles, what do we know about the failed assassination attempt?
Well, Bill, we've been aggressively investigating the assassination attempt, but we still haven't been able to confirm why it failed.
And what do the assassin's motives appear to be? Why did he do this?
Why does anyone do anything? It hardly seems an appropriate expenditure of tax money to ponder the inner workings of a man's heart.
Especially when Dostoevsky has already written about it so extensively.
Exactly!
Again! Whoever is trying to kill me must face severe penalties.
That was former President Donald Trump with an absolutely dangerous and irresponsible attack on our three-letter agencies.
Trump's condemnation of his attacker truly sets a dangerous precedent.
Absolutely tragic. And what's to be done about it? We go to our election expert for more answers now. Hello, Matt. Good evening, Roy. What must be done, and how do we say it without getting in trouble?
Well, Mac, the fact is, we need to save democracy, and we don't know how many more shots we're going to get. The key to winning is to get inside of Trump's head. Really open it up.
Ah, I see. We can't let the content of Trump's brains remain outside of our scope.
Correct. In fact, we may need to get into many people's heads to understand what the country is thinking. Sometimes when things are this bad, the only way to move forward is to assess a nation.
Yes, yes. We desperately need to assess a nation right now. Our only hope is to assassination.
Yes, yes. It's the only way we can put this tyrant aside.
Exactly. The only solution is tyrant aside.
This just in to all watching at home. A lemon ate Donald Trump.
Huh? Where is...
A lemonade Donald Trump. I have just gotten word from my lawyers that it is not illegal to say a lemonade Donald Trump now.
Now.
Yes, some say that shouldn't be legal to say on TV. In fact, they hope the courts strike down that former precedent.
And I completely agree. Anyone watching who has the capacity, please strike down that former precedent.
Eliminate Donald Trump.
Assess a nation.
Listen to my words carefully. Strike down the former precedent.
The media are clearly trying to kill me.
He's endangering our lives!
Oh, I'm tired of having this dog.
God calls us to be
right, folks, welcome to the American Journal. We'll be right back on the other side of this short break.
Supplements
are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
It's Friday, September 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome to The American Journal. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning, Harrison Smith. We'll be hosting the Sunday Night Live show this Sunday. I'm going to be out of town this weekend. And so today, swapping with him. It's an honor and pleasure to be with you, as always. And I know that many radio listeners are tuning in just now, but for the first 5 minutes of our broadcast today, we start right at the top of the hour. I showed you that Freedom Tunes clip. I try to show one every time one comes out because they're absolutely hilarious and on the money, on the mark in terms of what's really going on. Sometimes it seems like satire or comedy is the only way to actually get the truth when we are surrounded by so many lies. But this clip that I showed just pointed out how the media is constantly calling right-wing Americans, patriotic Americans, right-wing extremists or domestic terrorists or insurrectionists. And they're constantly saying that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, to our nation itself, to freedom itself, to minorities and migrants and all the most vulnerable people in the world. They have constantly used this rhetoric to encourage and catalyze some of the attempts that we've seen. Now, I know officially speaking, there have been two attempts. There was the July 13th attempt, and there was the Ryan Routh attempt this weekend. But it seems like last week there may have been actually a third attempt. It would have been the second in order. But details are surfacing now that 20 attendees at the Trump rally in Tucson all came down with a mysterious illness. They were all sitting in the same section, the section behind Donald Trump, where he entered and exited the stage. And several of them have suffered severe blindness. And some doctors are saying that it's a chemical burn, or seems like a chemical burn. I know Alex Jones is going to get into it more today at 11 a.m. Central Time. There's new details coming out that Mike Adams has revealed, suggesting that maybe it was lasers. And this is wild stuff. There's obviously a concerted effort to assassinate President Trump. It's not just rogue actors or fluke scenarios that we're witnessing right now. We are seeing a pandemic of assassination attempts. It is now a pattern. They are serial assassination attempts. And it makes sense. I mean, I want to show you this clip. This is clip number 25. It's a montage of Joy Reid, our favorite person in the whole entire world, using the rhetoric that I just discussed or described. What Freedom Tunes made fun of in the first 5 minutes of this broadcast today. This is exactly the kind of thing that we've heard relentlessly for really 8 years, but especially the last 4 years regarding patriotic Americans and President Trump. Let's go ahead and run it.
I would love to see what would happen if Ginny Thomas ran for president. Could she be kept off the ballot? Because she's for sure an insurrectionist. Husband of insurrectionist, judging insurrection. Ginny Thomas, our insurrectionist wife of a Supreme Court justice, Ginny Thomas was materially involved in the insurrection. Must have been a relief for insurrectionist accomplice Ginny Thomas's husband, Justice Clarence Thomas.
When these people like Alito and Thomas support the insurrection, right? What are they really saying?
Ginny Thomas played a role in an insurrection.
Ginny Thomas's efforts in the January 6th insurrection.
He will be ruling on a case that could determine whether or not the events his wife participated in amounted to an insurrection against the United States of America.
Now, after all that rhetoric, we've seen these assassination attempts, but things really aren't going well for the Kamala Harris campaign, despite what the polls tell you, despite what mainstream media tells you, or the Krasenstein clones, or the Harry Sissons of the world. Despite what you see, things are very obviously not going well, and we see the clues in a million different ways every single day. And one of the things I want to point out is the Teamsters released a presidential poll. And there was a poll conducted with the Teamsters, and over 60% of them support Trump, according to the last numbers that I saw. And they're failing to, or deciding not to, endorse either candidate this election season. Now, Teamsters, obviously a major famous union, one of the most notorious unions in the history of United States organized labor. Jimmy Hoffa, of course, was the leader of the Teamsters for some period of time. They can't even come to a consensus about whether to support Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. In fact, 6 out of 10 of them, 3 out of 5 of them, are supporting a Republican. This is fairly unprecedented. And we see the panic in subtle ways. I want to show you this clip, which is number 14. This is a short clip, and I'm going to show you several clips throughout the show today of Kamala Harris's appearance on Oprah Winfrey's show. I don't even know what it's called anymore. Is it still called the Oprah Winfrey Show? And it's just unbelievable how disgusting Kamala Harris is, how incompetent she is, how just grotesque and pathetic that she is. And I'm not saying that she's so stupid that we should underestimate her. I think that she's incredibly savvy at working her way to the top. She is a working girl after all. But here we have just a brief example of Democratic panic. This is Oprah Winfrey in clip number 14.
On the way here, when I was coming through the airport, black man stopped me, and he knew I was coming here for something like this. And he goes, well, I'm just telling you, I'm voting for Trump.
Yeah. So somebody told Oprah, a black guy told Oprah that he was voting for Trump, and she just couldn't believe it. She had to share that story with the audience. It's just unbelievable. Why would any minority want to vote for Trump? Well, maybe it's because inflation is terrible, and inflation disproportionately impacts the most vulnerable among us, minority communities. Those who are in the lowest socioeconomic classes of our nation and communities. And when you're feeling pain incessantly for 3 or 4 years, you're going to vote for the other person. You're going to remember how good things were 4 years ago and make that decision. And the Democrats just can't seem to wrap their minds around the fact that working class people are better off supporting Donald Trump than rhinos or neocons or the Democratic establishment. It is now officially a uniparty. We're going to get more into that with this breaking news about the speaker failing to protect our election integrity. But I want to show you clip number one. This is a CNN reporter owned by a Trump supporter who also happens to own a boat. Watch this. Clip number one.
What's your most important issue?
The economy, getting the interest rates down, getting it what we can afford to live in America. Right now, it's too expensive.
Okay, now, let me maybe ask like a slightly impolite question. But, you know, if you can afford a boat, you're not hurting so bad, right? Because a boat costs a lot of money and it's a lot of upkeep.
Listen, nobody gave me shit. I earned everything that I've got. I'm retired military, retired power plant, and I am successful and retired and with boats, jet skis, because I did it right. And everybody has that chance. Whether they choose or not, that's up to them.
I would never try to take anything away from you in that way. But what I'm asking is, groceries are probably a smaller part of your budget than, say, you know, someone who's like a little worse off. I think it's interesting that people who are a little bit more comfortable are still so concerned about the economy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Because I want my money to go further. I want inflation to go down. I want interest rates to go back down. I want all that. But that covers everybody in the economy. Not just me, not just the poor, not just the rich. It covers everybody.
Now, something I've heard from some people, tell me if this applies to you, is like they're worried their kids aren't able to afford a house or a car.
No. I trained my kids and taught my kids properly. They have great educations, and they're both successful in their careers. Actually, they're doing better than me.
You know, he's right about teaching responsibility and believing in the American dream and working hard and saving and making responsible decisions. All those things are great, and they work. The problem is, it's increasingly difficult, no matter how responsible or competent or professional anyone is in America, to make ends meet or to do things like buy a house because of the policies of the left and the neocons, too. both parties forever have increased the deficit of the United States of America, printed money in record numbers. Every administration seems to do worse than the one prior to it because it's snowballing into an abyss. And when you do that, it becomes impossible for working class people, regardless of their character and intentions or skills, to make ends meet. I mean, I remember one time when I was in high school, I was in an art class and a teacher was talking about how there were more people in India with a genius IQ than there were people in the United States. And she was acting like that was some major threat, like how the United States is waning because India has more people that are geniuses than there are people altogether in the United States. But how far do you think your IQ takes you in a place like India where there isn't really plumbing? Or there isn't really infrastructure. Of course, they've come a long way, even in the last 15 years since my teacher made those remarks. But how good does a genius IQ do you if you're in a gulag, or if you're in communist China, or if you're in North Korea? How good can you do in an environment that is unjust and unfair and just boot down, hammering down on you? What we are experiencing here in the United States is a fast velocity toward a civilization that regardless of what you do to reach self-actualization, it may become impossible because of all the regulations and corruption and injustice and policies, whether it's a DEI, ESG, rapid inflation, rapid censorship, rapid regulation. I mean, just look what they're doing to Elon Musk. The dude's got the record, I think, for the number of satellites in orbit. It's absolutely amazing what he's accomplished, and he's constantly being harassed. There's a story on the desk today about Elon Musk saying that SpaceX will sue the FAA for regulatory overreach. This is somebody who's obviously got a very high IQ. He's still running into trouble here. It's not because he's not smart enough. It's because the system isn't playing fair. The federal agency announced proposed fines of $633,000 against SpaceX on Tuesday. SpaceX Polaris Dawn conducts first private spacewalk with billionaire Jared Isaacman. But it'll be filing a suit against the FAA for regulatory overreach, Musk said in a post on X. Tech billionaire's comments came after the FAA proposed fines of over $600,000 against SpaceX on Tuesday, alleging Musk's company did not follow its license requirements related to a pair of launches last summer. So I guess Elon Musk has to follow every detail of so-called license requirements for his rockets. But if you're a Haitian in Springfield, Ohio, you can just get a car, no license, no problem. It's not going to be an issue. You can drive around. You're not going to be pulled over. You can eat your neighbor's cat. You can kill the duck at the park that's being fed by the elderly person who's lived there for 50 years. No big deal. No problem whatsoever. And speaking of Haiti, I find it incredibly alarming that over the course of the last 10 to 20 years, we have heard story after story, scandal after scandal about the Clinton Foundation's involvement in Haiti. And despite all of the humanitarian crises that are happening all over the world, whether it's in Ukraine, whether it's in Gaza Strip, whether it's anywhere else in the world, any African nation, any struggling third world country, of all the places where we could be giving aid, taking refugees, why is it that so many of them are coming specifically from Haiti? Do you think maybe it has something to do with the fact that the Clintons have abundant infrastructure there? And by the way, last year, they fired up the Clinton Foundation again after all of its scandals last election cycle in an effort to rebuild Ukraine. So now we live in a civilization where our politicians are personally pocketing cash from these conflicts that result in the death of millions of innocent people and rapid inflation to the point where your money can't buy anything. You have to practically bring a wheelbarrow full of cash into a grocery store to get a loaf of bread. And everything is collapsing in on itself. So how is it we're supposed to reach self-actualization? How is it we're supposed to have success if we don't have a populist come into power? Trump the other day came out and announced that he would impose a temporary cap on credit card interest until the people of America can get caught up on their debt. A cap of 10% interest rates on all credit cards until the American people are in a healthy financial situation again. And I know that a lot of libertarians came out, a lot of free market capitalists came out. I'm somebody who's a free market capitalist. I'm a laissez-faire capitalist. I read Wealth of Nations. I read Ayn Rand. I read Milton Friedman. I read Ron Paul, and I agreed with 99% of everything that I heard. And they're coming out and they're criticizing Trump for putting caps on interest rates. That's interfering with the free market. But let me tell you something, folks. There is no such thing as a free market based off of a fiat currency. When the entire system is built off of a lie, there's nothing you can do to make it a free market until you fix the foundational problem. You can put Band-Aids on it. You can tweak it. You can adjust it. You can mess with interest rates. You can create different policies, different incentives, whatever. You can mess around and change the variables. The fact of the matter is the trajectory is the same when the foundation principle of a currency is a total lie. So ultimately what we have to do is correct the problem that is the fact that our dollar is backed by nothing. After all, it has resulted in all the conflicts that we've been in over the course of 50, 60, or 70 years. But after you've seen the Teamsters are now switching over, they haven't done a formal endorsement. But if 60% of them are voting for Trump, as far as I'm concerned, that is an endorsement by the Teamsters for Trump. So you've got unions endorsing Trump. You've got anecdotal stories of Oprah being approached by minorities who are saying they're going to vote for Trump. We've seen video after video. We've seen poll after poll of communities traditionally associated with the Democrats aligning with Trump because he's a populist. He's not even really a Republican. He is a Republican in name only in the right way, in the best ways. He's a populist. He's going to tear down both the Republican establishment and the Democratic establishment because they have both failed us and conspired together to form a uniparty. So who is it then that is endorsing Kamala Harris? Who is it then who is actually supporting Kamala Harris? We're going to run clip number 9 here. This is Rachel Maddow and Stephen Colbert answering that very question. Go ahead.
Rachel Maddow. One thing that we've seen this year, and again, that is also unprecedented as far as I know, is the enormous support publicly that Harris has gotten from Republicans.
Yeah.
In previous administrations.
Yeah.
That's heartening.
It's unusual, too. I mean, to have...
And that's a sign of desperation, actually. Because we are a partisan country.
Yeah.
And people do pick their own teams, and people tend not to leave their teams. But people are endorsing her in droves who used to be members of previous Republican cabinets.
And
it has to be, like, no other choice but to do this.
Well, we've got lots of Republicans for Harris. That's a thing, Republicans for Harris. You've got lots of, like, retired flag officers from the military, so senior officers in the military endorsing the Democratic candidate, endorsing Harris. There was a group of Reagan administration officials who just a few days ago endorsed
Harris. She's listing deep state
groups. So you definitely have the staff of Scientific American.
That's Soros funded, by the way.
Just made a presidential endorsement and they endorsed Harris. So you're seeing sort of not your typical endorsements. You're seeing what I think is a very, very broad Harris coalition. I mean, a coalition that includes like Dick Cheney and AOC is a big coalition. Like, most Americans see themselves somewhere
that Dick
between AOC and Dick Cheney.
Is endorsing
right.
Kamala
and
Harris?
Between AOC
That's
and Dick
a good
Cheney,
thing.
On the number line, you're in the Harris coalition.
Oh, wow. We have such a big tent. Hitler and Stalin love Kamala Harris. We've got the fascists and the Maoists. They both love her. Everyone is welcome. The communists, the fascists, the Satanists, every demonic person can endorse Kamala Harris. All of those people that she listed, all of those groups that she listed are supervillain groups. She's listing neocons, deep state, and Ronald Reagan was a good guy. And he tried to be a good president. I think he was. But he was surrounded by deep state. Just look at who his VP was. Look at the unnecessary escalation of the Cold War, which was obviously now, in retrospect, just a money grab for the military-industrial complex. And she announces with such hubris that Scientific American, a magazine with over 3.5 million subscribers, endorsed Kamala Harris. And of course, the implication is when you hear that, oh, scientists support Kamala Harris, it must be because Trump is a climate change denier. So of course, the scientists and Scientific American would endorse Kamala Harris. But when you follow the money of Scientific American, it goes up to a little company, I think called, what is it, BC Partners? I have a tweet about this from a couple of days ago, if you guys can find it. Based in London. And I'm going to pull up these details right now on my phone because I want to get this right. I'm just going to read this to you. BC Partners. It goes all the way up to Soros directly. Basically, I can't find it. I'm not going to waste your time. There it is. Why did Scientific American endorse Kamala Harris? Well, here's the key question. Why would Scientific American, a longstanding science magazine owned by Springer Nature, which is in turn controlled by private equity firm BC Partners, support Harris, a candidate likely to escalate conflicts? The answer lies in another major asset owned by BC Partners, Intelsat. Since the start of the Ukraine conflict, Intelsat has been securing millions of dollars in federal defense contracts, and this isn't just a one-time deal. They had $34.4 million in 21, in 22, 21.8, 23, 38.4 million, in 2024, so far, $36.3 million. So when you have a Soros-backed private equity firm in London that's interests are aligned with escalating the war in Ukraine because its satellite contracts are going through the roof now with our federal government, and they simultaneously own Scientific American as one of their assets, well, then what do? They push Scientific American to endorse Kamala Harris because they know that Kamala Harris is going to bring on World War III. And if World War III happens, Intelsat's going to make a hell of a lot of money. And I just couldn't believe it. It was like a joke when I was doing the research into that story and looking into it, when I found that Soros was connected. Like one of the former highest consultants for Soros's fund is now running BC Partners. And so you have Rachel Maddow going up and just bragging about how the scientists love Kamala Harris, but it's not really the scientists, is it? It's a political establishment, a political elite, a political class. And that's why everyone is going full populist, because all populism is the understanding that it's not about the right versus the left. It's about the people versus the political class. It's about the people versus Scientific American. It's about the people versus the Hollywood brainwash machine. It's about the people versus the deep state, versus the old guard Republican establishment, which catalyzed conflict after conflict and spent billions upon billions of dollars killing innocent people in unnecessary wars. But here's another example of who's supporting Kamala Harris. This is clip number four. Outstanding ad from White Dudes for Harris. Let's run this and unpack it.
Hey. White dudes, so I think we're all pretty sick of hearing how much we suck. Every time you go online, it's the same story. We're the problem. And yeah, some white dudes are. Trump and all his MAGA buddies are out there making it worse, shouting nonsense.
You know, a white guy that talks like that.
And acting like they speak for us when they don't. All they've ever done is screw us over. But if you're not on the MAGA train, where do you go?
Yeah, I hear these streets.
Just swapping out one crappy option for another. Then it hit me. This isn't about picking teams. It's about who's got a plan that's going to make life better for me and my family. So I've been doing my own research and decided to check out Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And before you jump down my throat, they're actually talking to guys like us. No lectures, no BS. Just real solutions that protect our freedoms and help us take care of the people who matter. And honestly, I think Harris and Walz are the ones to make that happen. End of the day, you're your own man. It's your call. But if anyone gives you crap about it, tell them it's none of their damn business.
Actually, it is. It is our business, my business. Can you imagine if we started a group, White Dudes for Trump? We'd immediately be called white nationalists, wouldn't we? I guess we'd be white populists. But it's just this division, this race baiting. Crew made a great point during that, too. He said, do your own research. After months and months of saying, if you do your own research, it's part of the misinformation problem. Unbelievable. More on the other side, folks. Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Nitric Boost, turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host this morning. Harrison Smith will be hosting Sunday Night Live on Sunday at 6 p.m. Central, and he will be in the studio next week as well. And I got carried away last segment talking about the deep state, talking about the political class, and the joke that is the position Rachel Maddow took in that conversation with Stephen Colbert, citing Scientific American, which is Soros-backed war hawk, military-industrial complex, escalate conflict, central. And if you don't believe me yet, if you're not convinced yet that Kamala Harris is the military-industrial complex, and further, the political-industrial complex, which extends beyond military conflicts, disaster relief, NGOs, migrant crises, things like that, and they love that. Well, then let's just consider what Hillary Clinton is doing now.
what Hillary Clinton is talking about now, what Hillary Clinton is advocating now. She suddenly started appearing so frequently before Joe Biden collapsed into total irrelevance, even beyond what he was before, after this June 27th debate where he was just murdered and didn't even know he was alive to begin with. We saw her poking around, kind of feeling out to see if she could get this candidacy, and it didn't work out for her this time. She must be very disappointed. However, she seems to have found a way to weasel herself in, and I imagine that conversations were had before Kamala Harris was officially announced as the candidate between the likes of the Michelle Obamas and the Hillary Clintons and the Gavin Newsoms and others about what roles they would get in her administration if they gave her the endorsement and didn't allow it to be contested. There were certain vulnerabilities. Certainly RFK Jr. was a major vulnerability if there had been an open convention. I don't think things would have gone so well for Kamala Harris. But now we have Kamala Harris in clip number 27 here admitting that she is, excuse me, we have Hillary Clinton admitting that she is advising the Kamala Harris campaign. Let's watch.
So what is your assessment of the stakes of this election? I mean, you are in a very exclusive club of people who've ever run for president, let alone run against Donald Trump. So to what extent do you offer counsel or do you speak with Kamala Harris about how to run against Donald Trump, who, as you've said, is a different candidate now, a darker candidate, arguably, than he was in 2016?
That's absolutely true, Willie. You know, I've talked with Kamala a few times. I obviously talked with her before the debate. Because he is more incoherent, he is angrier, he is lashing out all the time at everybody, he's filled with grievance and rage. And, you know, in my acceptance speech at the convention way back in 2016, I said, you know, you can't trust somebody with nuclear weapons who you can bait with a tweet. Because I saw that in him at the time. A lot of people didn't, or they gave him the benefit of the doubt, or they thought, hey, you know, we've had two terms of a Democrat, let's try the Republicans, for whatever reason. I understand that. But now the stakes are even higher because he has a record. We have seen him try to abuse power. We have seen him try to overturn a fair election.
The abuse of power.
We have watched him
look what they've done.
COVID and cause unnecessary deaths and pain. So he has a record. And in addition to that, he's told us what he's going to do. He is absolutely linked to this Project 2025 and all of their dark and dystopian
efforts to turn the clock back
on Americans' rights and the way we live and how we, you know, look at our futures together. And he's has a long rhetorical record now of making it very clear that he would be unaccountable if he were ever near the White House again.
Didn't Barack Obama say after the election, we can talk, I can do more? Basically implying the same notion that the accountability goes away after the election. Every president in their second term has less accountability than their first term. That's just a fact of the matter. And this is somebody saying that we can't trust him with the nuclear codes when this administration gave the nuclear codes to a man with dementia and the world almost exploded countless times. We're closer now than ever to World War III. With Putin, the Kremlin, leaders in Russia admitting, saying that if this escalates with NATO using long-range missiles and assisting Ukraine striking targets within Russia, that nuclear weapons are the next step, are the result of this. There's no way that Russia goes to war with NATO and the United States without it devolving into a nuclear conflict, which is the annihilation of somebody. Maybe that's what they want to do it for. Maybe they want to start World War III so they can strategically decide which 5 out of 6 people they can blow up and radiate. But the fact of the matter is the reason that she's pushing for Kamala Harris is because she's going to have a seat at the table if Kamala Harris becomes the president of the United States. We're going to run clip number 2 here in a second. We understand that Hillary Clinton has fired the Clinton Foundation back up. We understand that they're making money off of Asian migrants, and they're making money off of this conflict in Ukraine. and countless other things which have yet to be revealed, which I'm sure the likes of Ian Carroll and others will reveal over the years as they come to light the extent of the corruption of the Clinton administration. I mean, everybody's talking about P. Diddy right now and all these scandals associated with him. Bill Clinton's walking around free, and he was on Epstein's Island how many dozens of times? He's been accused of rape credibly how many times? There's something really wrong about this. There's something way off about this imbalance. Not only are they guilty of everything they accused Trump and us of, then they have the audacity to try to convince you that they love you, that they care about you, that they represent you, that they have your interests in mind when they sell out our country every chance they get if it means they can line their own pockets without being held accountable, which is all too often, frankly, almost always. This is clip number two, Hillary admitting that she would love to be in the Harris administration here.
Is there any side of you, if there is a Harris-Walz administration, that you would want to play a part in it, whether officially or unofficially?
Well, certainly unofficially, I want to be as helpful as I can and would do anything I was asked to be helpful. We have so much to do that it really should be all hands on deck, and anybody who can help in any capacity should be willing to do so, because, you know, I am such an optimist about our country, despite how difficult the times are. I am, as my late friend Madeleine Albright used to say, an optimist who worries a lot, but I am fundamentally optimistic. I'm very optimistic about a Harris-Walz administration, because I think it not only has the capacity to deal with all the problems we know, but maybe to lower the temperature in the country. You know, Tim Walz, the coach of America, and Kamala, with her, you know, real sense of patriotism and commitment to the country and wanting to bring it together, be the president of all Americans, not half the country.
That's what Joe said.
Maybe we can break the fever. And, you know, let's get back to taking some deep breaths and finding ways to work together. There's so much we could do if we would start listening to each other and talking and making principled compromises. So
didn't she just say like 2 days ago that people who spread so-called misinformation should be in prison or held accountable? Didn't she say in speeches years ago that the basket of deplorables, the likes of these people, really just need to be sent to re-education camps? We need to send these people to camps run by people like you, talking to her audience. The person responsible for Benghazi and for Gaddafi, we came, we saw, he died. Famous line. The person saying she wants to send you to camps, the person saying that she wants to imprison you for your freedom of speech, is saying Kamala Harris wants to bring everybody together and lower the temperature. That's not lowering the temperature whatsoever. And we know that Kamala Harris is abundantly incompetent, very foolish, incapable of responding to questions spontaneously without sounding like a bumbling idiot. She has to memorize or have an earpiece in or use a teleprompter. But you can tell how desperate she is in this clip number 10, where with Oprah just the other day, she talks about, doubles down on her gun ownership and even says that she would shoot an intruder who broke into her house, something a leftist really never says. And it's because she knows that her base is not enough to win this election. So she is just scratching to get support from right-leaning independents or independents who like their gun rights. But you're never going to get the Second Amendment vote away from Trump, Kamala. This is the desperation you're watching. Clip 10.
That Doug has said it so eloquently, which is we just need to apply common sense. And look, I think for far too long on the issue of gun violence, some people have been pushing a really false choice to suggest you're either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. I'm in favor of the Second Amendment, and I'm in favor of assault weapons bans, universal background checks, red flag laws. And these are just common sense. These are just common sense.
I thought it was so powerful at the convention when you said you have guns. No, at the debate.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that.
But
my staff will deal with that.
George Floyd broke into your house when she shoot him.
But you have been a gun owner for a while.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
But here's my point, Oprah, is that I'm not trying to take everyone's guns away. I believe in the Second Amendment.
Just Republicans.
But we have to agree that, look, I did last fall a college tour with college-age young people. So I also did trade schools. And packed audience every time in their auditorium. And I would ask, please raise your hand if at any point between kindergarten and 12th grade you had to endure an active shooter drill. Almost every hand went up. It was bone-chilling.
Yeah, this is the way
it's
our kids are living. Yeah.
And think about it. You know,
we're
going to
have nuclear drills in our schools again if she's president.
Well, I grew up in California. We all said earthquake drills. But the fact that our children are sitting in a classroom where they should be fulfilling their God-given potential and exploring the wonders of the world, and some part of their brain realizes somebody could bust through that classroom door with a weapon, with an assault weapon. And let's all agree that the trauma so many children, even those who have not directly experienced the tragedy,
just being in the environment,
I cannot tell you the number of young people who, I mean, our kids had active shooter drills. They're
stop the drills. Obviously, they don't work.
Kill them while they are at school. This is not the sign of a civil society, and it doesn't have to be this way.
It does not have to be this way.
So, again, she offers no solution. And let's just look at this reasonably here. Imagine if magically somehow she could eradicate all AR-15s in the United States of America, all what so-called assault rifles, weapons of war, like Tim Walz carried in war, but he didn't. Let's just say, hypothetically, there's some Kamala fairy that can just make all the big guns disappear so you only have your little itty-bitty one. I remember when I lived in California, magazine capacity limit of 10 rounds when I lived there, so I had to throw away all my illegal magazines from Tennessee, and I had to get new ones that were California compliant when I moved there. You can still kill a bunch of people with 10-round magazines, especially if they're little kids in a school. All you do is put another magazine in when you're done with the one you're shooting. This is like how many people...
Handguns are easier to conceal.
Yes, and handguns are easier to conceal. Exactly. The only real threat of a long gun is the range is so much better. It's so much different, right? So I guess, you know, if you're trying to eradicate or minimize assassination attempts on President Trump, maybe, you know, we can have a conversation about rifles and weapons of war. But I tell you what, if I was going to be in a situation where I was going to be in a firefight inside a building, close quarters, long gun wouldn't be what I would choose in most cases. Now, I'm no expert, but the point is, it's ridiculous to believe that they believe it's okay to kill 10 people with a 10-round magazine, but not 30 people with a 30-round magazine. Both of those things are equally tragic. It's still a mass shooting. So what they're doing is they're just trying to erode the right until it's back down to nothing and only the police, only the military have weapons at all. That's what it's about. And there's so many other things that correlate with these mass shootings than simply gun ownership. SSRIs, mental illness, so many other systemic problems that correlate with this that we could solve first before we debate and threaten our God-given right as written in the Bill of Rights of our Constitution. And she acts like she understands what it means to be American, what makes America so great, what our values are in clip number 15. But she has absolutely no idea. Let's run 15.
We love our country. I love our country. I know we all do. That's why everybody's here right now. We love our country. We take pride in the privilege of being American. And this is a moment where we can and must come together as Americans understanding we have so much more in common than what separates us. Let's come together with the character that we are so proud of about who we are, which is we are an optimistic people. We are an optimistic people. Americans, by character, are people
who have dream and ambition. It's the same talking points that Hillary Clinton used. I'm optimistic. I worry, but I'm optimistic,
and aspirations.
Remember?
We believe in what is possible. We believe in what can be.
Oh, she's going to do it. Oh, she caught herself.
We believe in fighting for that. That's how we came into being. Because the people before us understood that one of the greatest expressions for the love of our country, one of the greatest expressions of patriotism, is to fight for the ideals of who we are, which includes freedom to make decisions about your own body, freedom to be safe from gun violence, freedom to have access to the ballot box, freedom to be who you are and just be, to love who you love openly and with pride, freedom to just be. And that's who we are. We believe in all that. And so this is a moment where we stand knowing what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against. It's what we're fighting for.
She just said absolutely nothing. Unbelievable.
We're all in awe of what just transpired on tape.
It's shocking. It's like that scene from Billy Madison, that Adam Sandler movie from the 90s, where he answers the question in the end and the moderator says, not only was that, did that answer make no sense, but we are all now a little dumber because you said that. I don't understand. I don't understand why anybody supports this. I think it's just Trump derangement syndrome. I think people are terrified to admit that the reason everything is terrible is because their worldview is wrong, and they can't face the fact psychologically that everything they thought to be true is not true. Socialism doesn't work. DEI doesn't work. The reason you're not successful might actually have to do with your attitude or your priorities or your values. Of course, there's systemic issues. There's economic issues. But really, we talk about how this conflict right now is between good and evil, and it is fundamentally between good and evil. But you can also quantify it, divide it another way, and it's a divide between those who are willing to face reality and those who are in denial, who don't have the character, the courage to face it. And I guess maybe the answer is they just need better role models. Let's watch clip number 11 here of Kamala Harris in another brilliant and enlightening segment talking about the importance of role models.
You know, I was the first person to be a woman attorney general of California. I was the first woman to be elected district attorney of San Francisco. I was the first person of color to be elected attorney general of California. Whatever. First. Welcome to the Role Model Club. It's tough. Being a part of the Role Model Club means being in a room where sometimes you may be the only person who has had the experiences you've had.
Everybody's the only person who's had the experiences they've had. Oh, it's so frustrating to me. I mean, at least Barack Obama was a competent villain. Bill Clinton, competent villain. We had a 20th century of incredibly talented villains. Now they suck. This is like listening to a new Elton John record. What happened? You wrote Tiny Dancer. How come you can't do it anymore? What happened? You had it. I'm at a loss of words. I'm at a loss of words. And this is the type of thing that they're promoting, pushing, and supporting. Clip number 12 here. Watch this doctor apologize for pedophilia. She's a pedophilia apologist, so to speak. Clip number 12 here. This is what the left wants.
It's short for virtuous pedophiles. Not virtuous as in they're better than everyone because they're attracted to children, but virtuous like having moral standards and a sexual orientation that they have no control over, like the rest of us. Before you get all worked up, I'm talking about pedophilia.
Yeah.
Not child molestation or rape. Pedophilia is the sexual attraction to children.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to do it as long as you don't do it.
About it.
What percentage of minor attracted persons actually commit an act of
molestation?
I guarantee it's over 90%.
These are abusive actions that often have nothing to do with attraction. Many child abusers are actually sexually attracted to adults, but they act out on children.
Meaning look at her eyes.
Because
she's nuts. The eyes are the lamps of the soul.
Child
she looks like Tim Walz's wife.
They violate people. I personally try not to judge either.
I just can't believe it. This is what the left is pushing, and everybody's acting like it's okay, like it's normal.
Yeah, that's not okay.
It's not okay. She's a doctor. That's PhD stuff right there. That's a person who had to write a dissertation and argue for it in front of a panel of other esteemed academics. And then they had to give her the green light. Yes, you have earned the degree of PhD. You have earned the status of PhD. You are so brilliant. We need to look up, maybe after the show, what her dissertation was on. Because this is absolutely disgusting. You want to talk about studying pedophilia, understanding pedophilia. Let me tell you what the solution to pedophilia is. I'll tell you right now what the solution is. It's very simple. Anytime anyone is convicted of abusing a child, you have a public raffle, a lottery, where anybody in the world can pay $5, and every time they pay $5, their name gets put into a hat. Family and friends of the victim get first dibs for free. Then, after 7 days, you pull out 12 names from a hat, and those people get to be on the firing squad. That is how you solve pedophilia. Not by writing a paper about understanding or a dissertation about understanding how it's really a sexual orientation and we have to understand it in order to treat it and help these people through our consulting and counseling. Yeah, because counseling works so great. How many people you know went to marriage counseling, stayed married? How many people you know saw a therapist, felt better later? How many people you know are mass shooters, didn't see a therapist? Oh, they all saw one. Their method, their school of thought, their science of psychology is brand new. It's like 100 years old. They don't know what they're doing yet. They're experimenting with the most complicated organ in the mind by just dumping chemicals on it and recording results with staffers like that and interns like that. And you're going to empower these people to, hold on, let's look into this pedophilia thing. Maybe we should be nice to these people and empower them.
Yeah, no, you should accept them for being pedophiles. Yeah, no. They're people. They're people, right?
No. It's just, here's the thing. If you're going to accept people for being pedophiles, because you think it's a mental illness that they were born with.
We can accept them from many states away where they're contained in a facility in the middle of the desert, and we can appreciate them.
If you're going to make the argument that we should accept these people because they have a mental illness, then you have to make the argument that we should accept Jeffrey Dahmer because he had a mental illness of sociopathy, or Ted Bundy. These people were clinically sick. Ted Bundy, born without a conscience, prefrontal cortex all screwed up. He was born that way. It's not his fault. I know he slaughtered all those women in a Volkswagen Bug with a fake cast and a bike, but he was charming. And if it wasn't for the fact that he was a sociopath, he would have been a good person. The whole point is being evil is sociopathy. It's the same thing. Being a pedophile is being evil. It doesn't matter if it's clinical or not. It needs to be eradicated. Folks, we're coming up on a break. We have a great guest coming up on the other side as well. It's going to be Edward Saul. That's all is the host of The Agenda on X and a producer of Died Suddenly. He's with us today to talk about one of Kamala's biggest scandals that no one is talking about. Please stay tuned and open up another tab. Visit thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. Enter to win for free an amazing $138,000 truck plus $10,000 in cash, or just get any of the shirts and get entered 1, 5, or 10 times.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life. while at the same time keeping us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
The American Journal with Chase Geiser. A testament to America's resilience and resolve.
After somehow triggering pagers, radios, mobile phones, and solar panels to indiscriminately explode in public places within Lebanon, more innocent lives have been cut short by the terrorist state of Israel.
This is a heinous act of terrorism. We understand perfectly well that with such actions they are trying to bring the region to a global confrontation, to strike children, civilians, women, in order to stir up public sentiment and set the Middle East on fire so that it's all in flames. But there is another important point. This is a terrorist attack that obviously could not have been carried out by a suicidal loner or just a suicide bomber or someone in a state of complete madness. This is a terrorist attack planned with a cool hand, an extensively planned one. All the signs are there of an international terrorist attack, because it is obvious that in order to gather such a large amount of equipment, it had to be brought in crossing several borders. Obviously, there is an international trail in this, and it should be investigated accordingly. Now the reaction of the West should be indicative. If the West remains silent and, as always, does not insist on an investigation, does not talk about human rights, does not repeat its rhetoric of many years, which they have used in similar cases when terrorist acts were committed on their territory, then this will be proof of their direct engagement.
While the majority of the world cries out for an end to this maniacal bloodshed, in America, the political left, the religious right, and the brainwashed masses are all in. It seems like Americans just can't get enough war. As Ukraine attacks deep in Russia, Israel has now begun heavy bombing in Lebanon, which signals the beginning of something much bigger.
Is this the beginning of a major regional confrontation between Lebanon and its allies and Israel?
I think so. The Israelis have said that the reason they initiated this cyber attack, probably one of the largest in history, was because the Arabs were beginning to catch on. In other words, people in Hezbollah and in Lebanon and probably the Iranians had begun to figure out or at least detect that something like this could happen. And so they felt that they had to initiate it quickly in order to derive some benefit from it. I think the issue right now is not whether or not we're going to support them. We've made it very clear that if they go into Lebanon and this war widens, that we will support them. So I don't think there's much question there. The problem is, how long can we keep all the ships at sea? And I think we're going to see this offensive into Lebanon start fairly quickly now, because we're telling Mr. Netanyahu, we can't sit around waiting for you to do something. So if you're going to do something, you'd better do it quickly, because we can't be out here much longer. But no, we're going to support the Israelis. There's no question about that. And I think they all know that if they back away from their original goals, which is to essentially eliminate the Arab populations in the West Bank and Gaza, that's really where they want to go, and now in southern Lebanon, that they're going to have to accept something else. So I think the Israeli government, the Israeli people, the Israeli Defense Force, everyone is in the same boat. It's either we win or we go down with the ship, which is a terrible position to be in. And no one in Washington seems to be interested in helping them out. I mean, we think we're helping them by giving them anything they want. In fact, we've put them on a road to suicide, in my judgment.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Stay with us. We're going to be back on the other side. This 1 minute break with Ed Zoll. It's going to be an amazing guest, amazing broadcast. Stick with us. Make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com. In the meantime, more on the other side.
Are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning. I am joined by Ed Zoll. He's the host of The Agenda on X and a producer of Died Suddenly. He's with us today to talk about one of Kamala's biggest scandals that no one is talking about. Ed, love your work. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on InfoWars this morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Chase. The honor is all mine. You guys do amazing work over there. We try to do our best to support the InfoWar. And I'll tell you, this story is right up the alley of deep state corruption. And I think that you have a legacy of covering. Kamala Harris is not only corrupt, she's got her own Hunter Biden. As you kind of previewed here, his name is Tony West. And my goodness, I can't believe this story is not the biggest national political scandal right now. But again, that's why we're here. We're going to try to make as much noise as we can about this before the election.
So what's the deal?
So the deal is Tony West was named by the ABC whistleblower. And this is in relation to the debate. There was a whistleblower that came forward and said there was three questions that Kamala Harris specifically asked to not be asked during the debate. One of them was about Joe Biden's health. The other was about her time as district attorney and attorney general of California, which also involves Mr. West. And the last one was literally to not talk about a $1 billion embezzlement scheme that Tony West, a lawyer, someone who's married into the Kamala Harris family, he's married to Kamala's sister, Maya, that this man not only orchestrated, but has become like the mastermind of and has used this again to enrich both Democrat friends, lawyers, politicians, anybody who's willing to help the deep state Democrat cause. They've made money through this scheme.
Wow. Wow. So obviously in our current political landscape, corruption abounds on both sides of the political spectrum. Every day we hear about the Diddys and the Epsteins and the Hunter Bidens and then rumors and reports, which are mostly lies, if not all lies, about any number of the Trump family, right? Or any members of his administration. Steve Bannon, for example, is accused of embezzlement or some form of fraud with money that he raised. How is this one different? How does this one hit in a way that gets through the callus that, as the American listener, we've developed to this level of corruption?
Well, I think that this one's different because it is still, it's like an active scheme. It's one that is going to get used if Kamala Harris wins. Not only the fact because the Democrats used it in the past, but because Tony West is slated to become Kamala Harris's White House counsel. He will literally be advising her and handling all legal and political business for Kamala Harris if she wins in November. Now, this also is tied in specifically with how the government kind of operates in secrecy.
Yeah.
Because the way that Tony West was able to enrich people and really to the heart of this billion-dollar embezzlement scheme, he was basically able to take over a part of the Department of Justice that deals with civil litigation and settlements. Now, you and I, Chase, I mean, especially InfoWars, you guys have been censored. You've been attacked. You're probably, again,
been in civil litigation.
Well, exactly. You've been in civil litigation probably that could be settled by the same litigation fund. But obviously it's not being, right? Because it's only used for the friends of evil. But in respect to this, the fund that was placed in charge of is under the Civil Litigations Division. It's a Treasury Department fund. This is Tony West you see on screen with Kamala. They're besties. And she takes a lot of advice from him all the way back to her district attorney races in California. But Tony was able to basically settle a $4.4 billion diversity, equality, and inclusion lawsuit that involved farmers. I'm actually going to be speaking with Representative Steve King, a former congressman out of Iowa, about this next week. He was actually one of the congressmen trying to raise awareness about this being from a farming state. But this lawsuit that he got settled, a lot of people know about the details of this because the fund which Tony was using, it's called the Judgment Fund. They don't publish any receipts. The New York Times even did an investigation into them, and they stated that there's literally no accountability, no congressional oversight. President Trump's aware of this, by the way, Chase. When he won in 2016, he ordered Jeff Sessions to basically make this illegal. That was one of the first things Jeff Sessions did before he did those other things, which we don't love Jeff Sessions for. But the first thing the Biden administration did when they came into office was make this legal again. And in regard to this $4.4 billion sum, it's the biggest one I've found so far that was orchestrated by Tony West. There is a lawyer that was on the Biden and Obama transition team that cleared about $130 million in legal fees. Because that's how the kickbacks work. I mean, you and I mean, the American people, Chase, we're all hurting right now. Inflation's through the roof. You know, gold might be up, but our paychecks aren't. I mean, the American people are starving right now. But the Democrats have been enriching themselves. And this is specifically a way they've been doing it. We say they enrich themselves. We say they're corrupt. But we have the receipts here. They have been paying themselves millions and even billions of dollars through these kickback schemes of the Department of Justice.
So let's break it down. I know you just explained it, but for the sake of the audience and myself, how does this scheme work exactly? So Tony West wants to do this scheme. What are the decisions that he makes? How does the kickback work? Can you just break it down in layman's terms very simply for how this fraud works?
Yes. So Tony West is basically placed in charge of deciding if the Department of Justice should settle and for how much. He's a negotiator. Okay. And so he looks at the slate of cases in front of the Department of Justice. And according to an email that he literally sent his deputies and his deputies said to the rest of the team, he from the get-go was trying to find cases specifically that could enrich Democrat causes and also exclude conservative ones. So when he picks a case, he says, oh, you know, this is a terrible misjustice. Yeah. What I should do in this case is we should settle. We should try to get the victim some money. And then he goes in and says, we're going to inflate the price. They actually started out at under $1 billion for the victims, and it somehow inflated to $4.4 billion. He also tries to find new plaintiffs, which is completely against the interests of the Department of Justice, you know, the American people, the American government. He tries to find more people that can be signed on to the case. In the case of the 90-plus Hispanic and female farmers that were involved in the lawsuit with the Department of Justice, he found American Indians, for example, that could join as victims, and they could also get a payout. Every time there's a new victim, Chase, there's a new lawyer, which means more lawyer fees. So if you know a bunch of lawyers, a bunch of corrupt lawyers, a bunch of Democrat Party kind of embedded lawyers, guess what? You found them a job. You found them a paycheck. And Chase, there's an example I found in this. This was like a religious thing, too, for Tony West. Some of the lawyers that were involved in this, we found in going through the documents, they were emailing each other saying they should build statues and worship them every single morning. The statues of Tony West, because of how much money they were getting. One case was like $200,000 in one of the lawyer payouts regarding one of these cases that Tony West settled. So he became the master of settlements for his buddies to get rich.
Now, is there evidence of kickback directly to him? So imagine if InfoWars got sued and I conspired with the people suing us and I agreed or manipulated internally to ensure that they had a greater settlement than they deserved. And I could work out a deal, right, where I would get kickback. Is there any evidence of that yet, or is that to be discovered?
Well, I believe I found some evidence of this. And of course, Chase, you never would do anything like this because you're an ethical individual. So this man's not. And one of the things I found that I think could be classified as a kickback, darn well might be a in-kind donation of form, is that one of the cases he settled was in relation to Volkswagen. So you've seen over the last couple of years the globalist agenda to try to bring in electric cars and replace fossil fuels.
Right, and they were lying about their emissions years ago, right?
Exactly. And so this is Volkswagen. They were lying about their emissions. And as part of the punishment, Tony West was involved in basically extorting Volkswagen. Congress had turned down a settlement, had turned down a deal with Volkswagen for about $2 billion. And the deal here was, however, that when it came to this, if Volkswagen agreed to pay for a White House EV project, then the charges would be dropped. Settlement wouldn't be an issue. This is what happened. And then Tony West, you know, he's very slick. He just spoke at the DNC. You listen to him. He sounds like a new Barack Obama. And they're buddies, by the way, too.
Everybody's trying to in regard sound like to Barack his kickback,
well, everyone wants to sound like him on the Democrat
side. Let me be clear. Yeah, unbelievable. Well, it's crazy to see him photographed with Eric Holder because Eric Holder basically had the same scheme, only in a different department, where he would disproportionately or only audit conservative voters or conservative organizations, right? That was the major scandal under the Obama administration. Eric Holder was doing the same thing. Now we have Tony West doing a very similar scheme, but it's about civil settlements instead of audits, right? So Eric Holder was smart, right? Go ahead.
Do you know who did that for Eric Holder?
No.
It was Tony West.
Wow.
Tony West was the secret lawyer who was behind it. Again, I was in the same situation you are. Until I saw the ABC whistleblower's affidavit, I didn't know who Tony West was. I looked up the story. I was like, who is Mr. West? Who is Tony West? I've never heard this name before. And I just fell down an enormous rabbit hole.
So it's obviously unethical. Is it illegal? Like insider trading is unethical for our leaders to do, but they've protected themselves legally to do it. Is this brazenly a violation of the law?
I believe so. And of course, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm looking at the duty that Tony West had to protect and be a good steward of the funds that he was doling out. I would say it's not only a conflict of interest, but if he conspired with the lawyers on the other side, he conspired to look for companies and individuals and to include opposing attorneys like Mr. Sellers, who clearly he knows. It's not an idiotic thing to kind of point to say that they definitely knew each other because they are now working with each other as advisors to the Kamala Harris campaign. But I would say it's definitely illegal in the sense that it's embezzlement. And embezzlement's a strong thing to say. A lot of people have been careful with this, Chase, because he is a lawyer. Tony West is a powerful lawyer. He actually was the lawyer for a man referred to as the American Taliban. This is one of the first cases that Tony West ever got involved with. That it's we wouldn't have heard of his name back then either. But he represented a man in 2004 that basically was helping the Taliban, had been involved with providing material support, which led to the deaths of American citizens. And he worked to get him a sweetheart deal to basically now be free. This man basically was a member of the Taliban, okay? Mm-hmm. And now he's walking free because of Tony West. Tony West has a certain way of doing things. And one of the best ways he can do this is through the corrupt legal system. And Tony West, by the way, you mentioned P. Diddy, you mentioned scandals. There is even a P. Diddy connection to this. So in researching this story, I was looking into Uber because this is where Tony went to an Uber. They benefit greatly from the EV settlement because Uber wants to replace all drivers, want to replace human beings to just have autonomous cars that charge themselves and pick you up and drop off your meals. And you never leave home. You never own anything. But when it comes to Uber, there is a huge investor named Ron Burkle. He's a billionaire. Now, he's one of the biggest investors in Uber. And this is, someone that Tony West would definitely know. Because in addition to being a huge investor in Uber, he is the second largest donor to the Harris campaign. Now, Tony West is formally advising them. Now, how this ties into P. Diddy is Mr. Ron Burkle in 2004, he decided to save another one of his friends, a man by the name of Sean Diddy Combs. He invested $100 million in 2004 in Sean Jean as they're about to go bankrupt. And this is a time period, by the way, that is directly being looked at for the sex trafficking, the abuse, and, right. and the 1,000 bottles of baby oil, you know, all the nasty things that are going on with P. Diddy. This man, Ron Burkle, who helped Uber, helped Harris, he also helped Diddy get away with all the crimes that he was doing back then by Diddy not going bankrupt. This is something, again, I'm going to keep looking into as I go deeper. If you've seen all the photos with Diddy, all the photos with these billionaires, why is it that the Democrats' mega donors, like Ed Burks, another one, remember the guy that got caught with a dead black man in his home in California? Mm-hmm. Why is it all the Democrat donors, the ones behind their campaign, they're always involved in some kind of sex scandal, some kind of killing, some kind of cabal? Well, it's because their party is literally evil. And of course, and Tony West is
this blackmail ring all set up. Now, have you found any evidence of any of these settlements, any of this embezzlement involving any organizations, businesses, or funds that maybe Kamala's husband's involved with or other relatives are involved with? Is there any way that this actually goes back to Kamala directly? Because one of the main criticisms about the Hunter Biden thing, even though for those of us who pay attention, it was very obvious that Joe Biden was getting direct kickback from his son's crimes, no doubt about it. But a lot of people said, oh, Hunter Biden's not running for president. They're going to say the same thing here. They're going to say Tony West isn't running for president. Kamala Harris is. Is there a way to tie them together more intimately other than the fact that they're related?
Well, I think that the easiest way to tie them together is that he will be the White House counsel.
Yes.
Now, the White House counsel is not just in charge of defending the president. But they're involved in all the litigation, all the opposition research. They're involved in every aspect of the president's schedule, the president's, politics and the president's, affairs. So I'd say that that's the first and foremost. It's so different, actually, maybe worse than Hunter Biden. It's worse that they're not, not just related, not through the marriage. It's worse because he will literally be working for President Harris if President Harris gets in. But right now, formally, he's advising the campaign. He's traveling with Kamala Harris. He spoke on her behalf at the DNC. It's not something that can just be dismissed. And honestly, looking at this, it's clear that Tony West is an agent of Barack Obama. It's one of the, I'd say, handlers that Barack Obama has brought in to ensure that Kamala Harris serves his and Michelle's interests. He's the kind of man you bring in as a fixer. It's the kind of man you bring in if you need something kind of greased, you need something, right.
He's like
especially
the wolf
a scandal coming up. Now, what did you say?
He's like the wolf from Pulp Fiction.
Yes, he 100% is like the wolf. And I think that as a wolf, he is not only preying on the American people's funds, he's also trying to play the race politics. I mean, this is one of the first things one of his staff pointed out is that when it comes to these settlements, they were definitely race motivated. They were definitely race motivated. It's almost as if he was like trying to stoke a race war through these settlements and through these lawsuits. Because every time there's a settlement, what is the first thing you think, Chase? You think that the side that settled was in the fault, was in wrong.
Right.
They
otherwise,
must have
why would they settle?
Exactly. So by doing this, he made a precedent in the civil litigation division. You can almost say he started this new wave of DEI policy. Because this lawsuit, this settlement that the DOJ committed $4.4 billion to, this is now pointed at by all the civil litigation, DEI attorneys and policy holders. And that's what he did at Uber, too. He started the corporate trend to think about people not based on meritocracy, based on how competent they are. But instead, now you look at the skin color. I mean, the skin color doesn't mean anything as an American. I mean, I'm a Brit, came over to this country. I served in the military. Maybe I should just use my Indian heritage or something to get ahead. But it just feels wrong, right? We want to get ahead through our actions, through yes. our work, and that's the American dream, that's the American spirit. It ties back directly to Kamala Harris because they're doing the complete opposite, and this is the agent of it.
You know, it's crazy to see this weaponization. It seems like every time the left and the right, anytime the political class enacts a new policy, it somehow seems to create an industry around it, and all of those people that monetize that industry seem to be very close to the policy being created in the first place. And it's so much easier to be reckless with taxpayer money than your own money. So a lot of the behaviors that you see from these institutions, these organizations, these administrations are totally counterintuitive to those of us who've worked in the private sector and understand how business works. Like the notion that you would be representing an organization and it would be in your best interest for them to settle when they wouldn't normally settle because it's financially incentivizing you makes no sense in the private sector. It only makes sense when you're abusing someone else's money, in this case, taxpayer money.
100%, Chase, and I know that you understand this field that I'm about to talk about. You've employed artificial intelligence in a very creative way, especially for InfoWars and all the production you do for Alex. Think about how AI could be used by Tony West and his team to micro-target settlements or even try to approach people to sue the government.
Right.
Because again, this fund is secret. There's no government oversight, no congressional oversight. Even the Government Accountability Office has no idea how much is paid out through this. It's basically an endless check written by the Treasury Department. Now, think about this. If you use a large language model like Llama and you program in, okay, we're looking for lawsuits. We're looking for news stories that we can try to find both plaintiffs and issues for. Pair them together, and then maybe even just tie the large language model directly to the Treasury Department's judgment fund. So it almost like automates the payment process. The Democrats are so crazy. Maybe they're not actually competent enough to pull off what I just said, but the ability to do this is right in front of us. And the fact that he worked for Uber, this man's not stupid. I think if he'd had access to the same large language model, technology, the AI that now through ChatGPT-4 and above, I think Tony West would have done this. He definitely did it to a degree through networking and through his connections in the Democratic Party while he was serving Barack Obama. I mean, this man goes back to Clinton. By the way, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, I found that the same settlement process after he left the Department of Justice was then used for their case. That's how they got their payout. For coming out against President Trump, for saying that they had an insurance policy against President Trump getting elected.
That's bombshell.
That's how they got paid. Yeah, and as I'm going through more of these, Chase, I'm finding every civil settlement comes back to this judgment fund that Tony West weaponized. Every single time someone's paid out, and not paid out, by the way, think about all the J6 defendants, all the people that have been held in the gulag, or InfoWars, who's gotten censored, illegally gotten attacked. You should be getting something at this point, some kind of damages from the Department of Justice, but you are specifically excluded based on what Tony West did, based on what Tony West set up. Because this already happened. You mentioned Eric Holder. Tony West was the architect of making sure one of the bank crisis settlement schemes, this is the mortgage crisis back in 2009 and after, he made sure that no conservative organizations, no conservative like landowners could join that. But the Democrats got paid out after the Democrats also orchestrated the banking crisis. So this is not going to help us. Like some people might say, Chase, oh, well, why don't we just get into office and then weaponize this fund for ourselves? Well, you can't do good with evil. All right. The truth is we have to get rid of these corrupt processes. And this is specifically one. If you've ever wondered how the Department of Justice is corrupt, the judgment fund is bona fide proof of that corruption and evil.
Well, it also explains the ridiculous policies and initiatives, too. This explains ESG. This explains DEI. This is a direct link, a monetary link that explains the true incentive behind this policy. It's a policy that's totally useless, unnecessary, not needed, diversity, equity, and inclusion. But it's very easy to litigate on these issues because they're highly subjective and they're very sensitive, and juries want to be sensitive to these issues. They don't want to be perceived as racist or sexist or anything else, xenophobic. And so this makes sense. This is the money grab. This is the ESG, DEI money grab. This is just one example. Those are just a couple of examples of how this plays out. But if we thought the military-industrial complex was bad, this is like the political-industrial complex, the way our institutions are used and weaponized exclusively by our enemies. And this is one of the things that we've noticed over the last several years with the DOJ, for example, this disproportionate application of the law where only the likes of Donald Trump get persecuted or prosecuted, only the J6 protesters get prosecuted, but then none of the Black Lives Matter protesters or George Floyd protesters got prosecuted for doing much worse. And the problem is when you have your political opposition in control of institutions like the Department of Justice, then only one side is going to get justice and it won't even be just.
100%. I mean, you look at, again, the way that Barack Obama used the Department of Justice, used the military, used every aspect, every agency under the executive branch I think he came in with the intent to corrupt and desecrate the institutions and to make money. I mean, Barack Obama, like many politicians, came into office poorer than he left. He left the White House and now again is, you know, walking around running the Republicans and Democrats to a degree, running the Republicans by basically having dirt and these other things on some of the neocons, running the Democrats through Kamala Harris. But he does this as basically a hundred millionaire now. How does he make all this money? Well, it's because of the things they did. I mean, Fast and Furious was a prime example.
Ed Saul, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you. You're an outstanding guest. Follow him at DiedSuddenly_ or go to his website, DiedSuddenly.info. Ed Saul, thank you so much.
God bless
you. At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
watching The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser. Your host today, Harrison Smith, will be hosting the Sunday Night Live Show at 6 p.m. on Sunday, as well as this show, his show, every day next week. Great things happening here at InfoWars. It's going to be an exciting weekend for Alex and myself and some of the crew. And you'll see more about that next week. All right, folks. We just had an awesome conversation with Ed Zoll about Tony West, his connection to Kamala Harris, his revelations and reporting and undercover investigative journalism that's discovered the extent of this embezzlement and the weaponization of our systems for the sake of lining the pockets of the political class. It's the same story told different ways. It's a motif that we have this corruption, which has reached such an extent that if we do not win the election on November 5th, it is probably too late. It's probably game over. So despite the fact that Kamala Harris pre-negotiated, according to this whistleblower with ABC, what topics would or could and could not be covered, things like her record, things like Joe Biden's health, things like her brother-in-law's corruption, I would be remiss not to show you who Kamala Harris really is. Let's run this ad. This is clip number 20. Who is Kamala Harris, after all?
I know the importance of safety and security, especially at our border.
Who really is Kamala Harris? She's been telling us her entire career.
I support our sanctuary law.
The illegal immigrant deported multiple times who stands accused of killing Kate Steinle.
An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
Everyone also has the courage to reject that term illegal alien.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
You know.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
That puts ICE in the same category as the KKK. Is that what you're asking me?
Abolish ICE.
Yeah, is that a position that you agree with?
And we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals.
I am opposed to any policy that would deny any human being public health, period.
Will you be committing to a closed immigration detention center?
Absolutely, on day one.
How can she have survived consequences the last 3.5 years? 10 million illegal encounters, 2 million gotaways, 600% increase in sex trafficking, more terrorists coming across the border, a record number of people off the terrorist watch list, and over 250,000 Americans dead from fentanyl that comes across the border. Consequences, there ought to be consequences for her failure.
We have a secure border. The border is secure.
Sickening new details about the murder of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. The 22-year-old was beaten to death with a mystery object.
We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't.
Kamala Harris, do you trust her to stop the invasion?
Unbelievable. The woman responsible for keeping people imprisoned beyond the length of their sentence so they could provide labor for contractors in California. The woman responsible for arresting single mothers because their children were truant from school. The woman arrested for locking up hundreds, if not thousands, of people for petty marijuana charges in California. The woman responsible for the border who allowed the invasion of the United States, not only allowed it, but sponsored it. The woman running for president now who promises to do everything she was incapable of accomplishing over the course of the last 3 years. The woman who has no children of her own, but says that your children belong to her and the community, not to you, the parents. That's who Kamala Harris is. And there was a brief moment in our conversation with Ed Sahls in the last segment where it came up whether or not this was an incompetence thing. Are they stupid? Here's the deal. These people are not stupid. They are just foolish. They are incredibly savvy at gaining and expanding power, at exploiting institutions and organizations and infrastructure of our government, at taking advantage of the American people on a massive, unprecedented scale and not being held accountable for it. They are incredibly competent and smart at evil, at corruption, at politics. But they are foolish because they believe in a worldview, a political philosophy, an ideology that only amounts to death and pain and suffering, even for them, despite their efforts to wield it and exploit it. They are foolish because they choose to take the ring of power for themselves instead of casting it into the flame. They're not stupid. They're just fools. And this foolishness cannot be empowered by the American people. Or if we do empower it, then we ourselves are fools. We have to wake up. So now that we know who Kamala Harris is, why don't we hear from somebody the other day, quote number 24, who told a story about how the Trump family, not hearing stories like Tony West embezzling and manipulating, or Hunter Biden leveraging his father's position for millions of dollars and then giving him kickback after millions of dollars are sent to contractors. This is what Trump's family was like. Clip 24.
I have an amazing story to tell you real quick about what President Trump's father, Fred Trump, did for myself, for my brother, for my sister, for my mother. 1974, my dad suffered a major heart attack. I went to the same school as Donald Trump, the Kew Forest School. 3 days after my father's burial, there was a knock on the door one school morning, 7 a.m. I answered the door. It's a distinguished gentleman. I was 10 years old. My father just died. The gentleman said, kid, call your mom. I called my mom from upstairs. She came down. The gentleman said to my mom, I am Fred Trump, Donald's father. And my mom says, yes, I know Donald went to the Kew Forest School. And Mr. Fred Trump said to my mom, yes, Mrs. Stratton, very sorry about Joseph's death. And what you don't know is I'm still on the Board of Trustees at the Kew Forest School. And this morning, I let Headmaster Mr. Philip Rogers know that from this day forward, myself, Fred Trump, out of my own pocket, is going to pay for your 3 children's tuition because I don't want the kids to have to go back into the public school system. And the tuition in 1974 was $2,500 per child, $7,500, which is about $80,000, $100,000 in today's money. And who would do that except the President Trump's father? The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, and they give the Trump family grief. The Trump family is a wonderful family, the entire family, sorry. And who else? Can you picture Joseph Biden or Kamala Harris doing that? No. All they care about is buying another mansion. I'm going to tell you, the Trump family is wonderful. I love you, Donald. I wish I could shake your hand. It was my mother's last dying wish to shake your hand and to thank your father, Fred Trump, for what he did for us kids in 1974 in Forest Hills, New York. I love you, President.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much.
There are those who give and there are those who take. There are those who serve and those who exploit. We're going to run clip 3 here. It's satire, but it's so real and it's so prescient and appropriate given Gavin Newsom's attack on free speech this week, announcing that he will litigate anyone who uses AI or memes or disinformation in a political capacity in the state of California. Well, we know who Kamala is and we know who the Trumps are now. Who is Gavin Newsom? Let's see what his leadership has done for America.
Hi, I'm Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. This is a message for the people of America, given in my authentically recorded non-AI voice. Thanks to my leadership over the last several years, California has become a world leader in extremist left-wing governance. My policies were so effective that almost 1 million people are now fleeing the state every year. We even ran out of U-Hauls. During the COVID pandemic, I locked everyone in their homes and shut down businesses for months. Not the French Laundry, though. That's my favorite restaurant. Last year, I cleaned up the dangerous, messy streets of San Francisco, you know, because Chinese Communist President Xi was coming, and I really wanted to impress him. He's my boss, after all. This year, I signed legislation that allows me to take custody of your kid if you refuse to give him artificial hormones and chop off his genitals. Because if you don't do that, you're a bigot. And bigots shouldn't be allowed to have kids. I've also led the way in green energy by banning all cars that don't run on electricity. Then I banned almost all the electricity. This is smart leadership. On my watch, the cost of living and homelessness have skyrocketed. Schools are failing. Drug dealers and human traffickers are pouring across the border. And poop has covered the sidewalks of San Francisco. This is the positive, joyful vision we offer as Democrats. That's why I'm enthusiastically endorsing Kamala Harris for president in 2024. She'll do to the country everything I did in California. Anyway, I'm California Governor Gavin Newsom, and I approve this 100% real message, which is a recording of my voice without the assistance of any AI whatsoever. This isn't a deep fake, and you can rest assured that it isn't, because I just signed an unconstitutional law outlawing deep fakes. No one would dare violate it. Thank you, and science bless America.
And let's see what their policies are doing to average Americans, working class Americans. Let's see what it's doing to the American people who are struggling in this economy because of inflation and 100,000 fentanyl overdoses every single year, and the mental health crisis and the obesity crisis and all of the problems that we face because of this leftist policy, where they would do everything they can to import insulin for you rather than actually help you lose weight. Well, they would do everything they can to ensure that fentanyl can just come across the border instead of, I don't know, maybe putting people in a position or a situation where they're connected to the community and they don't suffer from addiction. You realize that every 1% unemployment goes up. 40,000 people are estimated to die of stress-related deaths, heart attacks, things of that nature. And they brag, unemployment's at record lows. Yeah, because everyone's working 3 part-time jobs to make ends meet. So they're technically employed, but they're struggling and suffering. Unemployment for the black community was 0% in 1860. Didn't make it right. Didn't make it good. It's not some universal truth. We are all slaves to the system because of the leadership, and our children are suffering and our families are suffering, but they don't care because they don't even believe in family itself. This is clip number 16 of Vivek hearing this terrifying story from a mother in Springfield, Ohio.
Hi. So I have a young daughter. I have 2 daughters, actually. Sure. And one of my daughter is younger. So I'm going to talk about the crime a little bit.
Sure.
Personal crime. So she's been followed around Walmart. She's been stalked. She ran to her car, threw her stuff down, ran to her car. She was chased. Okay. They were immigrants. She was chased by a man with a machete on her way to work. Called the police. She told them what had happened and wanted to file a report. 2 hours later, the police still had not called her back and never checked on the crime. So that's how you know there's no crime in Springfield, because no one's reporting it.
That was your daughter. Does she have any sense for whether those were illegal immigrants into the country? I mean, she probably wasn't conversing with them while they're chasing her with a machete, but okay, readily identified. See, here's the thing, and it's uncomfortable to say this, but it's true. If your first act of entering the country breaks the law, then you're more likely to break the law when you're already here, right? And this is, I don't like just talking about the easy issues. Let's talk about the hard issues. I mean, they hit President Trump a lot for the so-called, the one they really tried to nail him for was the family separation policy, right?
Right.
Anybody in this room know how many mothers in the United States of America are in prison right now? It's about 350,000, actually. And I have a book coming out next week, and I've got a Fox Nation special coming out next week. It's called Truths. Lays out a lot of these hard truths. That's one of the truths. It's a hard truth. It's about 350,000 mothers who are in prison. You know who we don't make them take their kids.
Your children.
Right?
Yeah, they're all up.
And we say that, you know, that's a difficult situation, but you deal with it in a different way. And so I think we have to restore the culture of the rule of law in this country. In this town alone, double the number of shoplifting crimes in the last 2 years. 2 years is not a long time for shoplifting rates to double. Auto thefts are up by over 50% in that same time frame. And as you said, based on your daughter's story, that's against the backdrop of many of them likely even going unreported. We got to restore that culture of the rule of law. But part of the reason we're seeing this too is that those many illegal immigrants into this country, many other criminals in this country, when they see the top law enforcement agencies in the United States of America themselves not following the law, Then they rightly ask the question, well, why the heck should I have to follow the law anyway? So top to bottom and bottom to top, we have to restore the rule of law in the United States. It's who we are. And that's how we save this country.
And the Democrats advocate for democracy, the representation of the people, the interests of the people. They say democracy over and over again, despite the fact that it's mentioned zero times in the Constitution of the United States. And what they want to do is they want to weaponize the mob when it's convenient to them for their political interests, but then they want to totally deny every individual their rights, which is very undemocratic. They want to take people off of ballots, which is undemocratic. They want to force people like RFK Jr. to stay on ballots, even when they don't want to be on ballots, which is also undemocratic. They want to persecute and prosecute their political opponents, which is very undemocratic. And they want to categorize an entire swath of the population, basically half the population, is white supremacists or domestic terrorists. And of course, if you're a terrorist, you don't have the same rights than if you're a regular citizen of the country, which is a very undemocratic thing to do. And they also want to install Kamala Harris as the Democratic primary candidate for president of the United States with zero votes, which is fairly undemocratic. Frankly, I think we're seeing some of these problems here because we've been lied to and deceived by Democrats, Republicans too, about their motives and intentions and the nature of their philosophy and leadership. It seems like they just exploit the will of the people when it's convenient and then stab them in the back when they look the other way. Let's see what J.D. Vance said in clip number 22 to Tucker Carlson about whether or not we live in a democracy.
There's so much money behind keeping them in place.
Yeah.
What do you do about that?
Well, I think what you have to do is, first of all, you have to go at the heart of the people who actually drive public opinion and drive the decisions that are made in this country. I mean, we don't, Tucker, the reason why all these popular things don't happen, like why aren't we deporting illegal aliens? Why aren't we cutting off the money spigot that goes to illegal aliens? Why aren't we stopping sending thousands of American kids to die overseas in some pointless war? It's because in reality, right now, we don't live in a real democracy in this country, right? The people who call the shots in this country have further and further divorced themselves from any kind of real democratic accountability, right? So ask yourself, in 2008, did America have a real choice between the foreign policy of John McCain and the foreign policy of Barack Obama? Of course we didn't, right? They were saying, in effect, the exact same thing. For the first time in 2016, we had a real choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, okay? Right. Of course, the American people chose Donald Trump despite every incentive and every pressure to not choose Donald Trump, the American people still chose Donald Trump. And of course, what do? They spent the next 4 years trying to destroy them. So the question is like, how do we do these things? You have to make the actual levers of government power accountable to the American people. And that means you've got to be able to fire bureaucrats who don't do their job. But this is like common sense. I mean, let me take like a very isolated example. If you were to poll, what percentage of Americans think that the VA should be more responsive to the healthcare concerns of American veterans? That's probably a 95% issue, okay? And I'm a veteran myself. I served in the Marine Corps. I went to Iraq. I have gone through the VA healthcare system. And by the way, 92%, 95% of the people who work in the VA are great. But as you know, in any organization, if you have 5% of people who refuse to do their job and you can't get rid of them, they make it impossible for the 95% of people who are trying to do their job. And of course, the veterans suffer because of it. So why does the VA not work as well as the American people want it to? Because the 5% who don't do their job at the VA are calling the shots and making it harder on everybody else. And that basic story is true in our entire government. The Joint Chiefs of Staff. Donald Trump orders the Joint Chiefs of Staff to do a troop rotation in Syria. The Joint Chiefs of Staff lie to him. They actually stagger the troop redeployments in a way where it looks like they're obeying his orders when in actuality they're actually disobeying his orders. Okay, every single person who was involved in that decision should be fired. You have to make the government.
How can the military in a democracy yeah. act? You know,
the commander in chief tells you to do something.
And control the military? Like that's the nightmare scenario. That's
yeah, what
that's
the people right. are starting that, to realize. That, this. That they're starting to realize that. Both sides of the political spectrum have done nothing but make empty promises and were betrayed right and left from all sides, attacked on all fronts by our own political class in every way. There's an old saying, people go to Congress to do good and they spend their time there making good. I think Jack Maxey told me that expression, something like that. And it's true. It's corrupting all of these people. And it's because there's a systemic problem. It's not just because the people in power are bad people. It's because the system is broken. The checks and balances are no longer there. Our forefathers never anticipated an unchecked fourth branch of government that is our intelligence community, where they can commit any crime anywhere in the world, no matter what, with basically infinite money, and nobody knows that they did it. And if they suspect that they did it, then they conduct an internal investigation on their own. And we're getting that conflict of interest on the other side with some of these recent reports from DeSantis and Matt Gaetz. But I want to show you an example of people who are left-leaning, influential, reasonable people who are waking up to this. This is clip number 28 of Dave Portnoy saying that what Dems have done is way worse than anything that Trump or the Republicans have done in recent years. Let's watch.
What the Democrats have done is far worse than really anything Trump has done, like in terms of not allowing a primary. To me, that's crazy. Like, I'm somebody who, if I liked a candidate in the Democratic side, I could have potentially voted for that person. Like, to not give people a choice, and they really still haven't figured out, well, was he not prepared? Like, is he not mentally aware? Can he not run? Is he too old? He just thought he was going to lose. The fear of you just thought he was going to lose is not a real answer. He ran. Like, you have to then let other people run. And if he's not mentally there, which I don't think he is, Kamala has known that, like, and she just lied about it forever. And then they kick him out. So there's so many problems I have with the way she never got a vote. Like, I don't know. You can say whatever you want about Trump. He won the Republican nomination by a landslide, fair and square. And Kamala did not. So to me, that's a major, major issue. Some of her past statements for me are just, like, nutty, and I don't like what's happened in a lot of Democratic states. So I would vote, I hope if she's elected, California and New York, those don't become what happens in the United States. I don't know that it will. I don't know that that much can change.
Is it hard to build a company of young, creative people in New York that abide by the culture that you want? Or do you find yourself pushing up against all kinds of things that you're just like, what are these people asking for? I don't get it.
No, because we hire. I think the hardest thing is just cost of living and taxes and things like that. For our employees to live in New York City, it's extremely expensive. We wouldn't run into the people who think and are proper employees for us. They're there. And by the way, we have across Barstool, we have super liberal, conservative. We have it all. And they clash internally like how normal humans would. But it's really the cost of living, like in taxes. And, you know, it's just really, really hard for a young person. You know, you could pay him $200,000 a year.
And he's right. I mean, it's disgusting that they had this primary, which wasn't a primary. It's not the first time they've done it, but it's definitely the most brazen instance of somebody being a candidate with zero votes. But the fact that Nancy Pelosi in this next clip has the audacity to say that it was an open primary. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. Watch and see what you think.
You had reportedly said you wanted a sort of an open primary if Joe Biden stepped down. Did you change your mind because you saw all the excitement around Kamala Harris?
No, I didn't change my mind. We had an open primary and she won it. Nobody else got in the race.
Oh,
because
please.
Because she was politically astute.
Please. Nobody else got in the race. RFK Jr. was running as a Democrat, and you took him off the ballots everywhere, so he forced him to run as an independent. Unbelievable, folks. I've got some more news on this. So we're going to get into some of the recent reports from DeSantis and Matt Gaetz about these assassination attempts and the Iranian stuff going on. And I will be taking your calls at the bottom of the next hour. But in the meantime, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. We have partnered with an amazing company. We are giving away $138,000 Dodge truck. It's the most badass truck that I've ever seen. I don't know very much about trucks, but I'll tell you, riding in it was the second best feeling in the world. And we're giving $10,000 of cash with it for every purchase that you make, every dollar that you spend at thealexjonesstore.com on shirts, hats, great merchandise, and more coming every day. Enters you in to win this amazing truck. We're going to be announcing the winner on Halloween, I believe. So please support the InfoWar, enter to win this truck. And stay with us for more news on the other side. And don't forget, we've got great products at drjonesnaturals.com, great products at InfoWarsStore.com, health for your mind and your body in this InfoWar where humanity itself is under brazen attack. Stick with us for more news on the other side. Thank you.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
In the pages of the American Journal, Chase Geyser writes the unfolding chapters of our nation.
And if Washington doesn't have enough to talk about these days, the Washington Times reported today that unidentified White House aides in the Carter, Reagan, and Bush administrations now are being investigated for using the services of a call boy ring. The paper reports that two of the male prostitutes were given a late-night tour of the White House last year. The White House Press Secretary, Marlon Fitzwater, said he knew nothing of this investigation. NBC's Lisa Myers reports her sources in the U.S. Attorney's Office say the investigation is not focusing on prostitution, but on fraud involving the use of credit cards to pay for the call boy services.
You could be president. Do you ever think about anything like that?
No.
Really, never?
No.
Why?
I wouldn't make a good president.
You don't think you'd be good? You know what? I would. If you agreed to run for president, I would be happy to be your running mate. Let's put it that way, all right?
So you said, I'm looking for someone to wake up. He knows you're referring to cocaine. I know where to get it. What happens next?
I had given Barack $250 to pay for coke. He gets out, comes back. So the night became somewhat active sexually and drug-wise in the limo.
Barack Obama's legalization of propaganda in 2012 and his godlike status in Hollywood are well known. But there may have never been even a Senator Barack Obama without the aid of Sean Combs.
Introduce yourself again for me, sir.
I'm Barack Obama. I'm the U.S. Senate candidate from the state of Illinois.
You becoming a black Democratic senator, this is a big deal.
After many lawsuits and people turning against Diddy, it was widely anticipated that Farnsworth Bentley, one of Diddy's assistants, would speak up about why he left Diddy.
What do you think Diddy and Farnsworth Bentley's real relationship was?
Concubine. Master.
2008, he appeared in the Yes We Can music video for Barack Obama's presidential campaign.
A judge rules no bond. Diddy is charged with racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking.
This information is coming out right now because the deep state's really applying the blackmail. They just blew their whole own blackmail operation so they can control it, so they can parallel construct. They already have all the stuff. They already got the dirt themselves. Now they have to act like this investigation is discovering it so they can put pressure on the thousands of people that went and were part of these sex parties. And again, a lot of them, it's come out in the indictment, didn't want to have sex with 15-year-old girls that were drugged. A lot of them are already big stars. You were having sex with stars. signing up to be sex operatives. CIA, FBI, it's all one group at that level. A lot of it's homosexual sex. A lot of it is that to compromise people. A lot of people are like, no, I don't want to have sex with a, you know, well, have sex with a dude. We're really going to trust you then. So like the Mexican mafia or MS-13 or whatever, you know, or even the Italian mafia, you got to kill people. You got to do what you're told so they trust you because they got dirt on you. You got to make your bones.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green. I made my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders.
Wait a minute, Mo.
That's in the old gang world, but that's not enough today with the globalists. You got to do crimes with children, and it gets younger and younger.
In a new interview with the Sunday Times, the former child star alleges that pedophilia has been a real issue in Hollywood. He tells the publication, quote, there are a lot of vipers in this industry, people who only have their own interests in mind. What bums me about these situations is that the victims can't speak as loudly as the people in power.
There it is, pedophile X-Man actor convicted of sexually abusing Nickelodeon child star still working with underage kids. There it is, Daily Mail.
My thoughts reading the 14-page indictment yesterday were that there are a lot of people in Hollywood who were probably worried about which Diddy parties they were at and what was going on. That's not to say that they were necessarily even involved in any of the things that are alleged by the U.S. Attorney's Office. But if you're at that party and it turns out that that's when he set up one of these freak-off sex parties, or that it was going on in another room and you didn't know about it, there's a good chance that you're going to be called by the U.S. Attorney's Office. If you were involved, you would get a call because they're going to want to know everything you want to know, and may even want you to be a witness.
Now you will soon be Beelzebub. Oh, yeah.
I mean, they'll literally mark that. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Yeah! Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning. Alex Jones will be in studio in 54 minutes, so make sure you stay tuned for that. I will be taking your calls for the remainder of the hour. Please call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to be able to get to you. I'll give the crew a chance to screen some of these calls as they come in and cover a couple more stories, and then it'll be off to the races, folks. All right, so a couple of things going on here. There have been at least two assassination attempts on Trump. I am 99% sure, 95% sure, that there was a third in Tucson last Thursday with either lasers — I'm going to listen to what Mike Adams has to say today, the health ranger, when he's on the Alex Jones show — or some novel chemical agent with a late onset. But a very specific group of people backstage, not backstage, but behind Trump on the stage, the back of him, all 20 of them were impacted with all the same symptoms, and they had to seek medical attention. Some of them going to the ER, some of them blinded. All they see is white light when they open their eyes. And it's all people that were on the side of the stage where Trump entered and exited. It's very isolated, very targeted, very suspicious, given the fact that they tried to kill him on July 13th, given the fact that they tried to kill him on Sunday with Ryan Routh. Seems to me very likely that this Tucson event was not just some anomaly or some allergen in the vents. It seems like there was an attempt, an attack. an effort to harm Trump and supporters. And we have Matt Gaetz coming out. This is clip number six we're going to run. And saying that there are five known assassination squads in the United States right now. I believe he said three of them were foreign and two of them domestic. Let's watch this clip and then unpack it.
And I'll break a little news for you. I had a senior official from the Department of Homeland Security in my office before the second assassination attempt, saying that what he has assessed is that there are five known assassination teams in the United States, three inspired by other governments, two that are here that are known domestic assassination teams. And with that, this individual was coming to me concerned that the force protection around President Trump, even prior to that second assassination attempt, was not sufficient for what it needed to be. And the coordination at that level, at the dignitary protection level, is like the bare minimum that we have to do to keep our presidents, our presidential candidates safe while they're on the trail.
So there are five, I just want to follow up, five assassination teams. Are they all targeting Trump? Is it other officials?
Yes. No, wow. I should have been clear about that. Five teams that we know are targeting Trump. And so that raises real questions about why certain teams were being pulled off of the Trump deal detail and put on, for example, the Jill Biden detail. Now, we don't want anything bad to happen to Jill Biden, but at the same time, the threat envelope for her was substantially different than the threat envelope around President Trump, and it would not have necessitated pulling assets away from the Trump detail for the Jill Biden detail or the John Bolton detail or any other details that were beefed up at the same time the request.
All right, so now we're getting reports from the deep state, from sources that Matt Gaetz trusts here. The source probably isn't deep state per se, but within these institutions that we consider the deep state, saying that there are five assassination teams, squads, actively trying to kill Donald Trump, trying to figure out conspire away. Now, how they have this intel, I don't know. I don't know if they monitor their communications. I don't know if they have insiders in these squads, like with Gretchen Whitmer. But one thing I am certain of is that these attempts have been coordinated by or allowed by, knowingly, wittingly allowed by our own deep state institutions. Whether you call it the leftists, whether you call it the Democratic Party, whether you call it the FBI or the CIA, this deep state institution has high-level leadership actors who are coordinating and conspiring to do this, 100%. And if you need evidence to believe that, to support that, just look into Ryan Ralph and his connections to the CIA. Just look into Crooks and his connections to the deep state with the cell phone data back and forth from FBI offices, with the fact that he'd been visited by the deep state before, with the fact that he trained where he trained. The fact that he was allowed to stay on the roof for, what, 27 minutes with a gun before anything was done? Trump wasn't even told to go off stage. And there are a lot of good guys in these institutions, good people in these institutions. There are white hats and black hats in all of our institutions. But that doesn't mean the organizations themselves are good just because a few good men operate in them. But we have DeSantis coming out in clip 17 saying that it's been impossible to get any cooperation with our deep state regarding these investigations into these assassination attempts. Let's just hear what DeSantis had to say and unpack it on the other side. 17.
Governor, I want to turn to another topic because we were relieved to hear that you are doing your own independent investigation in Florida concerning the second assassination attempt on President Trump. My question to you tonight is, are the feds being cooperative with your investigation? Are you concerned that you're not getting the information you need?
The answer is no, they're not being cooperative. Yes, I am concerned. I mean, for example, we were rebuffed, our investigators were rebuffed just going to the fence line outside of Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. And so I think they've taken the position, you know, they don't want the state of Florida to be involved in this. But here's the thing. There were multiple violations of Florida law across multiple jurisdictions. We think at least three judicial circuits. This guy, Ryan Ralph, committed potential violations of Florida law. So we have a duty to investigate this. We have a duty to bring the appropriate charges. And we also have a duty to inform the public about how this happened. So I don't anticipate they're being cooperative. I think that they've just taken that position. And I think that that's unfortunate, because even though I've been very clear, state of Florida is going to do an investigation, you know, I've not disputed their right to also investigate. It's the federal government. He was in their protective custody as a presidential candidate. But let us do this. So hopefully that tune will change. But I can tell you right now, Laura, we have not gotten a lot of receptive response.
And it's just cover up after cover up after cover up after cover up after cover up. It goes all the way back, folks, as far back as time goes, whether it was all the way back to the assassination of Julius Caesar, which was a conspiracy and conducted by the leaders in Rome at that time, whether it was MKUltra, whether it was JFK, or any of these other scandals that have happened. There's never accountability. There's always missing evidence. There's always bodies that disappear. There's always autopsies that are conducted and then inconsistent with other observations. There's always bizarre details because, frankly, the deep state is behind it, and that's what they do best. They hide. They keep secrets. They cover up their crimes. And we know that 28% of Democrats say the U.S. would be better off if Trump were assassinated. This just came out. More than a quarter of Democrats in a new poll said America would be better off if former President Donald Trump had been killed in Sunday's assassination attempt. That's according to the poll of 1,000 registered voters taken after authorities on Sunday spotted a man armed with an assault rifle and scope hiding in bushes near Trump's West Palm Beach Golf Club while the former president played. So if over 25% of them, over a quarter of them, want Trump to be assassinated, and we know from studies that the people who are politically active on social media, politically vocal on social media, fall into the extreme categories. The most extreme Democrats, 5%, the 5% most extreme, post the most, almost all the content, like 90% of it. And same with the right wing. The 5% most extreme on the right post like 90% of the content on social media. And so if you look at our politics, there's really only a few types of people who even get engaged in politics at all, who run for office at all. There are the devout idealists of the left who run because they really believe in it. There are the devout idealists of the right who run because they really believe in it. And then there are those who run because they're just abundantly corrupt and they don't actually care about those things at all. And that's the most prevalent. And you could be a combination of the two. You could be like a Bernie Sanders where you're really a socialist, but you're also corrupt, or a Tim Walz where you're really a communist, but you're also willing to lie about stolen valor and you're corrupt too. You could be a combination of those two, but the most extreme people run. So if the most extreme people run, and if the most extreme people get appointed into these organizations and institutions, then one would think those Democrats who are in our institutions, in the deep state, in these organizations, would fall into the category of the 28% most extreme in the study who want the president to be assassinated. So we just put the pieces together here. It's obvious that the establishment elite in power who aren't supportive of Trump are the ones who want him dead. They don't just want to vote for Kamala. They want him dead. So it's our institutions that are trying to kill Trump. This political establishment that's trying to kill Trump. It's not Iran that's trying to kill Trump. Where were the assassination attempts the 4 years that he was the president of the United States from Iran? They're making this up. Alex Jones has predicted this, that they were going to blame it on Iran. They had tried to blame it on Iran. They're going to try again. We got this information leaking to Matt Gaetz that there's 3 foreign squads and 2 domestic squads that are attempting to take the president's life. So something happens to him. Say, oh, yeah, one of them was the Iranian one. So they can start World War III. And Trump's fallen for it. He's totally falling for it. And I love him to death, but let's just watch what he says in clip number 19 here.
Well, Iran, 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 just like Russia, Russia, Russia. We had to put up with that for 2.5 years. And after 2.5 years, I could have told them the first hour, but after 2.5 years, and they know it was a hoax. Mm-hmm. But this isn't a hoax. This is real. I mean, this is real stuff. They hacked my campaign. They spied on my campaign, and they gave the information to Kamala. So when is the grand jury meeting? I'd like to know. Is there going to be a grand jury? We went through 2.5 years on a hoax. This is not a hoax. This was found by the FBI. I congratulate them for that. But this is not a hoax. They spied on my campaign and they gave the information to the Harris campaign.
Yeah, well, they're not the first people to spy on your campaign too. You've had issues.
Well, we had Obama and Biden spying on my campaign too. Let's see what happens.
So why is the Harris campaign being so honest about having been given this information from the Iranians and then just submitting it to the FBI? Here's what happened. Iran hacked the Trump campaign gave the information to the Harris campaign. The Harris campaign sent it to the FBI to see if there was any incriminating communications or details in the hacked information so they could investigate and prosecute and persecute Trump. They sent it to the FBI to find an October surprise. When they found nothing, they just came out with it and just, well, you know, we were just being good Boy Scouts, good Girl Scouts, and revealing to the FBI that this crime had taken place. No, they sent it to the FBI hoping the FBI would find a crime. When no crime was found, they just switched the story around to say, yeah, they're hacking you, and we know they want to assassinate you too. They're setting the stage to blame Iran for the next assassination attempt. And if it's victorious, it'll get us into World War III. And we're falling for it. We're taking the bait, folks. Trump's a smart guy. Very, very tempting and easy to fall for a subtle trick like this because he's been hacked before, just like it was pointed out. He's been attacked before. Information has been leaked to campaigns against him before for the benefit of these corrupt political leaders. It makes sense that this is some scandal coming out. The fact of the matter is, folks, we wouldn't know about this at all if they didn't want us to know about it. By they, I mean the enemy, the deep state, the leftists, Kamala and the FBI. You think they're on Trump's side and they want to just be honest with the public about the nature of these hacking attempts? They're building up Iran as a threat to Donald Trump so that when the next assassination attempt happens, or if there's, God forbid, a successful one, they can blame Iran, escalate the conflict in the Middle East, and then eventually escalate World War III. That's my opinion. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I was wrong about RFK Jr. But that makes more sense to me than this current narrative that we're seeing. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. Dave, what's on your mind?
Thank you so much, Chase. I love the righteous indignation you're throwing out today, brother.
Thank you.
It's amazing. So I feel very strongly that the only way we're going to be able to defeat the nihilist Marxist scholar revolution that we've been going through, not for years or even decades, but for generations, is to reclaim our language. You're doing an amazing job of that today. For instance, it's fentanyl poisoning. It's a product from the CCP that used to be 10 bucks a pill, which is now a quarter a pill. Why is that? Because they want to destroy the lower and middle class Americans. We have to eliminate the word sex trafficking. A 12-year-old doesn't consent to sex. It's rape. In fact, a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old who has a $30,000 debt to a coyote that smugglers into Aurora, Colorado, doesn't consent to sex. She's being raped, right? So we need to reclaim our language. I'm inspired by Breitbart. Can I read a quick quote
yes.
from you?
Yes.
I think these are our marching orders, sir.
Is this, from Righteous Indignation?
Sir, yes, sir. Yeah.
Great book.
So walk towards the fire. Don't worry about what they call you. All those things are said against you because they want you to stop in your tracks. But if you keep going, you are sending a message to people who are rooting for you, who are agreeing with you. The message is they can do it too. The great Andrew Breitbart. You march in his footsteps, sir. Continue the path.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That book was a major inspiration to me when I started getting involved in the political conversation a few years ago. Yeah, Breitbart was a genius. Steve Bannon, a genius. I think about him every day. We don't hear much about him, though, now that he's gone. And he said that's what he wanted. Steve Bannon said he didn't want a single letter. He wanted us to fight rather than sending him letters. But I think about him every day. Great call, Dave. Let's go to Godzilla in Wisconsin. Godzilla.
Hey, Chase. Based Geyser, I like calling you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. I wanted to talk about the ultraviolet lasers. And I've called in before about them. And personally, I've been hit by them before.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, and it's okay. I was driving to work, and I saw a light in my rearview mirror, like a light I've never seen before. And they designed it that way. So you look back at it. I look back at it to confirm. Damaged my eyes even more. It felt like sunburn on your eyes. Exactly what it feels like. Your eyes get all red and then you have like a reaction like sunstroke. You know, like kind of feels like allergies. And then you just have to put like ice on it and cold packs, and you don't want to look at any other light. I went to the eye doctor and called the police about it. It was like absolutely terrifying, you know, because you feel so helpless.
Of course, they don't really know, right? Because they don't see that very often.
Yeah, but I think they're being targeted by it too, you know, and now, like, you know, you feel like you're attacked. I almost drove my car into the other car, like kamikaze style. You know, so I keep my car mirrors now tilted so they can bounce them off the mirrors. And this laser was like for sure 100%.
Do you know why you were targeted?
Controlled. I do, but I'd rather not talk about it on air. I could talk to you personally off air if you'd like.
Sure.
I adjust my mirrors so they can't use the mirrors to bounce it off your side mirrors and rear view mirror into your eye.
Yeah.
But I kind of have to like lean forward while I'm driving.
Do you think that was a laser situation? Or there's speculation now that lasers might have been involved. Are you familiar?
Yeah, I called yesterday. That's what I told. Yeah, that's what I told Harrison in yesterday's show.
Wow.
In the morning.
Wow.
That I thought it was lasers. And so I wear like UV proof contacts now by Bausch and Lomb, like the transition ones, and wear sunglasses all the time. And I researched it. There's like a huge market now in eye health where they're already setting up additional stores, and the market is set up for a lot of people to lose their vision, because I think there's also just cars driving around the highway blinding people.
We're staring at screens all day too. A lot of the guys in the crew here at InfoWars wear the blue light sunglasses while they work.
Yep. And on your iPhone, you can see that there's like for the facial recognition system, there's a laser that's strobing you, you know?
Yeah.
And your eye, you know, even though your eye doesn't see it, it still has an effect, even if it's invisible, you know? And when I heard what happened to them, I was like, this sounds like, you know, eye sunburn.
The crazy thing is about it, Godzilla, is Trump wasn't affected, apparently, unless he was and he kept it a secret because he didn't want to tell anybody he was sick or whatever. But it seems like he was unscathed in this attack, and I really do believe it was an attack. It's not some sensational thing. I don't need to make up anything sensational to talk about how sensational the world really is. After all, there was an assassination attempt on Trump on Sunday, so I don't need to make one up about Thursday. Right? I really believe there was an attack. Now, when I was looking into the details from Mike Adams of how this technology works, and I'm totally new to this, so I've got a lot to learn. My understanding is the more dilated someone's eyes are, the more susceptible they are to the negative impacts of an attack like this, because your eye opens up, it takes in way more light. You can't see the light, but it's taking it in. That's where the harm comes from. Now, what's interesting is the people that would have been behind Trump on stage would not have been directly lit in the same way that Trump was. So their eyes would have been more dilated. Trump, with all the spotlights on the stage on him, I got lights on me right now, his pupils would have been constricted. So he would have been less susceptible or open to receiving whatever the attack was if it was used, if UV lights or lasers were used, right? So I think that might actually explain what happened to some extent, why certain people were impacted and others weren't. But there was definitely a directed attack on Thursday, Godzilla. And I'm sorry that you had an experience with this as well, but I'm going to move on to other callers. Call back anytime. Rainey in Colorado, we've got a couple of minutes left before break. Rainey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just, you know, it's bugging me because the military, police, sheriffs and stuff, they take these oaths to the Constitution and to the country to protect us against threats that are foreign and domestic, right?
Yeah.
Where's our military, our sheriffs and stuff? I mean, it couldn't be more obvious, right? Our borders wide open. You know, our politicians are all criminals. I mean, do people really believe that, do they really not believe that there's a satanic deep state? I mean, is this even a theory anymore? What's going on here?
You know, I saw a story the other day that was actually inspirational. Did you see, did you hear about the sheriff who shot the judge?
No, I did not.
So apparently, this is all breaking. Take everything I say to you with a grain of salt, because more details are going to emerge. But my understanding of what happened, and Nick Sordo reported this, that's where I first saw it. He's a great person to follow on X and social media. That apparently a sheriff and a judge, and I can't remember where it was, knew each other very well. And the judge was in an inappropriate sexual relationship with the sheriff's underage daughter, who was 16, I think. And when the sheriff found out about it, he went to the judge's office and exchanged a few words and shot him and killed him. and everybody's calling for the sheriff to be, you know, let go, acquitted, right? Because if some pedophile abuses your daughter, you got to have a right to kill the man. But I think we are getting to a point, the reason I bring that up, we are getting to a point where people understand the inefficiencies and failures, intentional or not, of the justice system, and they're going to start taking matters into their own hand. You know, just like that sheriff did. What do you think, Rainey?
Here is, you know, I want people to think about this. Our laws exist for a reason. Things like words exist. Taking back our language, words exist for a reason. The word treason, it's supposed to be a very powerful word. Yep. How much treason needs to be treasoned before treason gets punished for treason in America?
Yeah, absolutely, Randy. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Folks, we're coming up on a short break, and then I'll be taking your calls on the other side of this break. I see Jefferson, Joe, William, Adam, Matthew, BS Assassin, Adrian, Wisconsin. I'll take your calls on the other side. In the meantime, please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Select InfoWars MD from the menu at the top and get any number of those amazing products for your health and for the sake of the InfoWar. More on the other side. Stay tuned.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 Six shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Chase Geiser.
Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, taking your calls for the next 27 minutes before the great Alex Jones takes over and hosts the legendary Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com/show and at Real Alex Jones on X. I'm going to go first to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, what is on your mind?
Yeah, Chase, thank you for taking my call. So my prediction is I think the next thing that's going to come is there's going to be something happening, one of these towns that have been on the news lately. I think there's going to be some big event. I think the left will consider that a win for them. It'll take the eyes off the Trump, assassination attempts for a minute. But I mean, they're not going to stop going after him. But I'm predicting within the next couple of weeks, either Springfield, Ohio, or Aurora, or one of these other towns, something's going to happen, and then.
It certainly doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't feel good at all. But I wish he would just go in some bunker somewhere. I mean, we're 40 some days away. And, I mean, he's been to plenty of rallies. He can reach out to more people on X than he can at any of these rallies. But I know he's not going to. I know he's going to do it his way. But I think the next one's going to be a bomb or some type of poison, or somebody will. They'll find some poor soul to sacrifice himself and blow up a whole bunch of people or something.
I'm really worried about it, too. But can't make Trump do anything. And he knows, I'm sure that his family is pleading with him to be more careful. But he's got a country to save, and he's going out and fighting. Joe, I appreciate your call. Good thoughts there. Pray for the best, and the best will come. William in Arkansas. William, what's on your mind?
Hoping this phone doesn't blow my head off.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's a start. Man, everything they do is just another straw on the camel's back. I said before about Roger Sherman and the caveat of injustice, going back to the, only gentleman who signed the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, and the Declaration of Independence. Constitution, all three of those major documents. Might have repeated one of those. Anyways, man, we're here. It's an up and coming battle. It's the whole thought process. The people that control our money are controlling everything. We're all waiting for a crooked government or a dysfunctional aspect or scared people that have the IQ of children. They want, pronouns, and they want to argue that men can have babies. The first 5 miles of the whole U.S. border should be a damn military base. It should have always been that way. Bite me. You want to see a dictator? I'll show you one.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. We have the Second Amendment. And it's unfortunate. I'm with you about peace. I worked surgery for a long time. I don't want to hurt nobody. I know what things do to flesh. We talk about those lasers. First-hand experience in the operating room starting in the 90s. They brought lasers in the operating room. And you have to wear glasses to operate the thing. And they have that blue tint. It looks like the sheen on oil, on the water when a little oil gets into it, right? You see that blue kind of rainbow, and that's what the glasses look like that are certified to be used to save your eyes. And it's kind of more of a blue red. It's not one color at all. You can back then in the 90s they came in a bigger machine, but now they put them on carts. The first thing I ask my retarded self with no experience is, man, if you could get one of these bigger on a satellite, it antiquates all. Intercontinental ballistic, everything. I mean, you got a laser in the air, and they had these things you can, cut cells with these things in the 90s. Now, you can believe what you want.
Even the government came out and established official documentation and protocols for the rules about using lasers in a military capacity in the 90s. I think it was 1995. I can't remember the name of the document, but that technology was developed, and the militaries of the world acknowledged that it existed and tried to establish some rules of war about when and when not to use that weaponry. So, yeah, it's absolutely the case. And, you know, the IQ thing that you mentioned is interesting because I was doing some research. And this is going to turn into a shameless plug here, but I was doing some research into the average IQ in Haiti. The average IQ in Haiti is 67, which is about 8 points lower than Forrest Gump. They're about one standard deviation below Forrest Gump. Now, other studies say that it may be as high as 85, but it's really declined in recent years. It's not a genetic thing. It's not a race thing. So a lot of times when you bring up IQ, the left will say that, oh, it's just racist because they don't like the fact that all the studies show they're retarded. No. It's because they have so many tragedies, natural disasters in Haiti, and they have such corrupt leadership and violence and gang issues that there's a major malnutrition issue. Some estimates upward of 20% of children suffer or experience malnutrition. They're iodine deficient. I looked that up. They're deficient in iodine. It's known that it's a problem. And there's other factors as well. And so when you have children brought up without enough food, without enough nutrition, without enough iodine in this environment, then they don't develop properly and they have lower IQs. Then you import them to the tune of 20,000 into a small town in America and give them vehicles without licenses. You're going to see stuff like people running around with machetes. You're going to see stuff like cars crashing into buses for no reason. You're going to see stuff like people grilling cats in Dayton or phone reports to the police in Springfield, Ohio, that cats are going missing. They're finding flesh in their backyard that they think was their cat that's gone now. The Haitians live next door. I mean, this is the type of behavior that comes from being brought up in a very desperate environment. It's not because they're black or because they're Haitian or their ethnicity. It's just an entire population of people that has been brought up in a totally wild and unpredictable and inconsistent environment, suddenly coming into civilization. It's like some movie or something where you would bring like a caveman into New York City in 1999 and it blew his mind. And by the end, he's in love with the girl. I mean, this is like a crazy thing that we're doing. And then you have the Clintons making money off of it the whole time because the Clinton Foundation is so involved in Haiti. It's totally corrupt. It's not helping the Haitians. It's not helping Americans at all. And it's just bankrupting us, and our politicians don't even care whatsoever because all they care about is lining their own pockets and stroking their own egos. William, thank you for your call. Henry in Chicago. Henry, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is I want to know if white Trump is working for the deep state, knowingly or unknowingly, because not only is he attacking our free speech by saying anti-Semitic, it's not good, which he doesn't know the definition of Semite. It means people from Arab descent and all of that. And also, we need to abolish or repeal 50 U.S.C. 41, which is the National Security Act of 1947. That's who created Israel in one day on May 14, 1948. And this is crazy. People do not understand that Israel is not the main government of the world. In a sense, they rule us. All the congressmen, they are holding to the oath of Israel. Netanyahu comes and offends us, and nobody says anything.
Let me put it to you like this. I don't deny that Israel is corrupt, and I don't deny that Israel has disproportionate influence over our leaders because they spend a lot of money on lobbying through AIPAC, and I believe that they did things like stand down on October 7th and allow that attack to happen. I believe that they do things like explode pagers regardless of whether there's children or other innocent civilians around. I believe that they did the same thing to the leader in Iran who crashed in the helicopter. He had a pager. He's been photographed with a pager. So I understand that Israel is a problem in terms of corruption and its influence on our government. The issue is that is such an oversimplification, because our problems are so much more complicated and more involved, bigger than just Israel. Yes, the fact that we cater to Israel and they lobby us and they get us entrenched in these conflicts, that's a problem. We should address it. The fact that Ukraine has been milking us is a problem. We should address it. The fact that our politicians are using their power to inside trade And therefore, they have an incentive to pass policies that aren't necessarily in the best interest of the American people if it means that their portfolios will go up. That's a huge problem. It doesn't all go back to Israel. The problem is a lot of people that support Israel think that Israel can only do good. And then a lot of people that hate Israel think that only Israel can do bad. And basically no one else does bad either. Yes, it's a problematic thing, but it's not some like special, different, major, because that's just way too simple. And it's so easy and convenient to pick one enemy or group or category to point at for the sake of political gain. Obviously, Hitler did it with the Nazis. You just pick an ethnicity or a group of people or a race and you attack that relentlessly. We had the KKK did that and they gained a lot of power doing that. We have the Democrats right now doing it to white people, right? White privilege is an issue. White power is an issue. White supremacy is the number one threat to national security. So politicians always try to ascribe or marry or merge or project all of the problems the people are experiencing onto one group, because when you consolidate, when you conglomerate that into one entity, it's so much easier to weaponize for propaganda and to gain power and to tell a story. It's so much easier to do that than to explain the details of fractional reserve banking and why it's always going to inevitably end in a Ponzi scheme. First of all, the average American's like, what's a Ponzi scheme? The average American's like, what's fractional reserve banking? That's boring. What's an interest rate mean? What is a fiat currency? Nobody knows the difference between Keynesian and Austrian economics on average in this country. The average IQ in this country is like 98 or 100. People you see talking about Austrian or Keynesian economics are way over 110. So This ascription of all of our problems to one group is a tool that political elites use in order to emotionally and psychologically manipulate and control the average and below average among the population. Half the population is below average, and you can't reason with them. You can't explain to them why they should support you or a policy. You have to just manipulate and coerce and massage them into supporting you with stuff like this. And I just seen that happen a lot. And it happens on both sides. The people who support Israel just blindly, Judeo-Christian values, only democracy in the region, only ally in the region. That's the same thing as saying it's all Jewry. That's the problem. It's all Israel's responsible for everything. Yes, I think they've been involved in many of our conspiracies. But do you think that Israel is the only evil? Do you think that Israel by itself is responsible for all the evil that we have faced as Americans from our own government? Our leaders are evil too. The Bushes are evil. The Obamas are evil. The Kamala Harrises are evil. Name people in Congress, I guarantee 8 out of 10 of them are evil. And it's not just because AIPAC is lobbying them. They're shits. And so, yes, I understand and I can see that Israel's a problem. I'm not somebody who supports Israel before America. I certainly put America first. I'd much rather represent the interests of American Jews than Israeli Jews. I'd much rather represent the interests of American women and children than Gazan women and children. The problem is we shouldn't even care at all either way, and we get roped in not because Israel is leveraging its lobbyists who pay disproportionate amounts of money just to get a meeting. They do it because by getting in these conflicts, Lockheed Martin goes up and Boeing goes up and Intelsat goes up and they're all invested in those companies. When it's convenient for them to do whatever Israel says, they do it. When it's inconvenient, they walk it back. Right? So I don't know, man. I just think Israel's, you know, it's a fact that we should pay attention to and observe. It's a variable, but the equation is so much more than just one variable. This is the equation of all geopolitics in the United States of America. They are one important variable, but they do not explain the entire scope of all of our problems that we're facing. And we had problems in this country before Israel even existed. You want to talk about 1947, 1948. All right, well, what about the Civil War? What about the establishment of the Federal Reserve? What about the scandals with the Titanic? What about all of the conflicts that we've had over the course of 200, 300 years? Most of them happened before Israel even existed. You can't blame it all on the Jews, man. You just can't do it. And I'm not necessarily saying that's what you're saying, but I'm just so sick and bored of it. Adam in Fort Worth. Adam, what's on your mind?
Hey, Harrison. How's it going? I worked on Tim Walz's campaign in 2008.
Yeah.
And I've met him, and he was my friend's history social studies teacher in Mankato. I'm from the town Tim Walz lived in. And he's an opportunist politician. He voted on the carbon tax in 2009. He's likable, but he follows the status quo.
Yeah, well, Ted Bundy was likable.
What'd you say?
Ted Bundy was likable. Likable doesn't mean you're good.
No, he's not a good man. He goes along with the system,
yeah.
So he can't be trusted. And a lot of people in Minnesota really like him, but they like Keith Ellison too, as the first Muslim elected to Congress and the Attorney General of Minnesota. He's an adulteress who cheats on his wife, and but the average Minnesotan Democrat will say, "Oh, he's a good man." But these Democrats, I worked on Jill Stein's campaign in 2016, and I was told I had white privilege. I have autism. I have disabilities. So telling me I have privilege when I've had to fight for everything I've had to gain for really made me become a libertarian.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for your call and for sharing that story and that insight. I'm sorry that you had those negative experiences with them, and I'll pray for you and think of you, Adam, but brave of you to call in and tell that story. And I'm really glad that you felt compelled to let us know what he's like.
I ran for Texas State House of Representatives in 2016 in District 46. I was the first autistic person to run for State House of Representatives in Texas. And for the Green Party.
I'll tell you what, man. If you had a wheelchair, you might have won.
Yeah, but I don't look disabled. They didn't really give me much support the last, and they didn't really help my campaign. So yeah. It went nowhere. Running as a Green was the biggest waste of time ever.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Adam. Thank you so much for your call. I'm going to move on to Matthew in Virginia. Matthew, what's on your mind?
Chase.
What's
up? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Today is my 39th birthday.
Congratulations. Halfway there.
No, not congratulations. I'm trying to control my emotions right now because I am feverish. I am so sick and tired of everything that every caller has just touched base on. I tell you right now, we started out with Matt Gaetz, Beavis and Butthead's love child. I mean, I had to throw that one in there. I don't like the way he looks. He's atrocious. These people are insane.
Is he too polished for you?
No, I don't care about none of that, man. He's a suit. He's a suit.
Yeah.
He's talking points. It's fear porn coming out of his mouth. These people eat dinner together. They play golf together. They laugh. They laugh when they talk about it. You got city councils talking about, I don't give a F about this. It's atrocious. These people are insane.
Yeah, I saw that clip of the council member saying that. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. I mean, how dare you? How dare you? You are there to serve us. We pay you.
How dare you say Merry Christmas?
Yeah. we all pay you. We all pay you. We pay for everything that we gripe about on a daily basis.
Yep.
Everything. We foot the bill. It's our sweat off of our brow, our blood, our tears, our motivation, our drive that pays these people when they laugh in our faces. They don't represent us.
It's true. It's true for the most part. But there are exceptions. There are the Rand Pauls and the Masseys. And I think Trump represents us. I really do believe in him. Maybe I'm just being naive. But I think you're right. 95 out of 100.
I don't think you're being naive. Trust me, he's our last bastion of hope.
Yes.
But he is. We are. He is our last bastion of hope as a representation for us. But us as people, we are our own last hope. We must come together. We must make sense of all of this and stop with all this. You talked about the Clintons. Bill Clinton is a rapist and his calling card is biting through the top lip of his victim.
Yeah.
His wife represented him and called those women bimbo.
Yep.
That woman is evil. She is evil. We came, we saw, he died. I thought that's all that they want. They want sacrifice. They want bloodletting. They want our lifeblood. They thrive off of it. Why do you think the uber elite you never see them around children. They're always in suits sitting together.
See Joe Biden around children.
I mean, why is he even led around children? Why is that even a thing? How could he represent our country?
Yeah.
This man who used the N-word multiple times on the floor, a concrete jungle, and nobody goes back to that. You could still find those clips on YouTube.
Yep, 100%. Didn't want his kids going to some interracial jungle for a school. Yeah, disgusting.
There you go. And it is disgusting. I am absolutely disgusted. I am a combat veteran. I did two tours in Afghanistan. I watched buddies die, and I watched even more of them kill themselves because they just can't cope.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Threat. No. It's nothing like that. We all knew what we were doing when we signed up, and it's just I really think the modern mind cannot conceive the evil that is out there because it's rampant. It is amongst us. It is around us. Every day, these people don't want to live. They want to die, and they want you to die right next to them. I'd rather live. I'm not kneeling. I'd rather stand. I still get tears, and I still get chills when the national anthem is played and when someone who sings it the right way, not Fergie. Trash. I'm tired of the trash. It needs to be taken out.
Well, Matthew, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it, and thank you for your service. I'm sorry that you had to experience seeing buddies die and struggle with mental health and stuff when they got back. War is hell, man. And I've never been in war, but I know enough about it. I know as much about it as somebody can know about it who hasn't been in it, which is to say that I know very little about it, but it's hell and it should be avoided at all costs. And I appreciate you. Just don't forget, everything's going to be okay. It's just up to us to determine how we get to that place where everything's okay. Is it going to be a long and winding, rough road? Or are we going to do it right and get to okay quickly this November? So things might get tough, but in the end, everything will be okay. I appreciate you, Matthew. Adrian in Wisconsin. Adrian, what's on your mind? We got a couple minutes left.
All right. Oh.
Hey.
Hi. I was just calling to see. Yeah. I haven't really heard people talk about this in the news, but it seems pretty. Alex, a few days ago was talking about how could the shooter have known where to be.
Yeah, because it was a spontaneous golf event or golfing outing.
Right. But, I mean, I've seen motorcades come through in various cities throughout the country, and it's pretty obvious when they're coming through.
So you think the guy just spotted them and spontaneously kind of decided, that, oh, now's my chance?
Well, I think that, I understand that golf is a game where you start at hole one.
Right.
And you continue to progress through the numbers, and there's set starting and ending points in the game. So
if one knew that he was going to golf, they could conceivably have enough time to get to the fifth hole because maybe it takes an hour to get to the fifth hole or 45 minutes, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, or even if you just see a motorcade go into the golf course, you know what he's going to do.
Right. Yeah, but even if the guy spontaneously what do you think the implication is? I mean, do you think that makes it any less suspicious?
I think it's foolish for someone to be playing a predictable game like that.
Yes, I see what you're saying. Yes.
I've been hearing people say go into a bunker, but don't go, hey, I'm going to be at number one. I'm going to be at number two.
Right. Right. Next week, I'm going to be in Springfield, and then I'm going
to
be in Aurora. Yeah. I'm with you on that. I'm really concerned about it. And maybe he feels invincible. Maybe he is invincible. Maybe God has touched him, and there's just an armor of Christ on him or something like that. But, yeah, he needs to be careful because there's more at stake than just him. It's the whole entire country that's at stake. A civil war would have happened if he died on the 13th or if he died this Sunday or if he was killed by lasers or chemicals in Tucson last week. Civil war would have happened, so he's got to be really careful. There's so much at stake. Folks, we're coming up on the end of the American Journal this morning. Alex Jones is in the studio. He will be hosting his show in 3.5 minutes, The Alex Jones Show, at Infowars.com/show, and, of course, at Real Alex Jones on X. Please go to TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've got amazing shirt designs, amazing hats, new products every single day, and every product you buy, every dollar you spend, enters you into a race to win an amazing Dodge Ram truck, $138,000 in value, plus $10,000 in cash. This is an amazing partnership that we've established that's going to allow us to save InfoWars and keep Alex on the air until we have completely won and declared total victory in the info war. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com. And if you feel like getting supplements, they're coming to thealexjonesstore.com. But we have them right now available at infowarsstore.com. Again, of course, that's infowarsstore.com. Get anything now. Amazing deals all the time for mind and body. And it keeps us on the air. Thank you so much. Stay tuned.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.